Chris, what's your favorite sport?
I don't like any of them.
Well, you're not an American.
Baseball, maybe.
Baseball is something you used to watch while Reggie Jackson was still playing, and your father Rolly and
Fingers.
Brother made you.
Rolly Fingers.
That's from the 40s.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
I did like Kent Herbeck.
Yeah, but Chris, who's your favorite player that didn't play in the Negro Leagues because you stopped watching baseball 100 years ago?
No. It was in the 80s and 90s. I like John Olerud. I like Kent Herbeck. I like Kirby Puckett. Tony Gwynn.
These guys are all dead.
I like Kevin Elster. I like Hensley Mullins. I like Jay Buhner. I like all these guys,
all
okay?
All retired by 2001.
I like Oil Can Boyd. I like Ozzie Smith.
Negro League name.
No.
Yes.
I like Todd Zeal. I like Chris Sabo.
All died from heart conditions as a result to
I like John Crook. I like John Crook. I like Lenny Dykstra. Yep. I like Todd Zeal. No.
Yep. Yes.
You said Todd Zeal already.
Oh, no. Oh,
damn it.
Okay, well then, I like Dave Rigetti. Okay. I like Dwight Gooden. I like Darryl Strawberry.
Stop listing baseball players.
I like Howard Johnson.
A guy that hates sports.
I like Gary Gaetti.
I like Howard Johnson too, I prefer the Marriott.
Boom!
No. I like Cecil Fielder. I like Alan Trammell.
You're going to have to...
I can't stop it because these are all the guys I like. These are my favorite players back.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
My name is Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia. I like Joe Carter.
I like Dave Johnson.
No.
I like Jose Canseco. I like Mark McGwire back when
Chris,
he was on the A's.
Chris,
hey, excuse me.
You being Brian.
No, not be Bri.
You bean. Y'Bean. Y'Bean. Bruh.
No, you know
VR?
Who I'm being
my
like?
My favorite sport is
no,
watching
you know who
myself
being like?
Do stand-up
You know
on
who
video.
I'm being like? Who? Oral Hershiser, because he was very hardworking and pitched so many consecutive innings that it was crazy. I like Cal Ripken Jr.
Oh, my God.
I like Nolan Ryan. I like Juan Gonzalez.
No. That's enough now.
Hey, enough. You know, that's enough now. That's enough. We live in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's a city that a lot of people...
Home of Mike Socia, home of Mike Piazza.
Hey, man. It's a vacuous city.
It's a city that a lot of people
needs inspiration.
They heap scorn on it for what it does and why people come here.
Sucks the life out of you.
Well, yeah. Sometimes.
Broken dreams.
You're two of the best men that I know.
Thank you.
You're good men.
We try.
Spanks,
I try.
Dude.
It's a
spanks
verb.
A lot.
Life is a verb.
How do we as men make our surroundings better? How do we do that?
I think it starts with taking care of this vessel. And I'm looking at myself, this vessel first, radiating
course,
good
that's
energy.
What you think. Of course, that's what you think.
Ask a question, but I'm already bored.
Well,
I just think like I think a city like LA presents a different set of challenges that we didn't have 30 years ago, 40 years ago, but don't have in other cities.
Know what I think?
What do you think?
I think people here's something. And it's kind of off the topic a little bit, but not really. I think that people who are from LA, a common thing they say is it's hard to find friends and it's hard to find people and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I would genuinely say if that's truly how you feel, you're the problem. And you're a dumb fuck because
well, you grew up here though, and so you have you're missing a gear.
Okay.
You're missing a gear, but
no, that's rude to say that. Say, I do understand that I grew up here, and maybe it's a little easier because I've had.
Yeah.
But then again, I met you. I met Will. I met you guys all in the past 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And we're fucking tight.
Yeah.
If you're one of these guys that are like, I mean, like I have good friends I've met in the past 4 years. If you're one of these people that are like, man, it sucks in LA because, you know, I can't. I have people in my life that have come and gone, and they have people in their life that every 2 years their friends switch.
This is going to
sound. And that's them.
This is going to sound really, you're right. And you're absolutely right about that. It's what you, it's the surroundings, you know, how proactive you are about finding good people. But here's something I heard. This is going to sound kind of corny, but this guy I know started this crazy loan. He creates micro loans for very poor people. He's changed like a lot of people's lives all over the world. He did it because this guy looked up at him. This construction worker looked up at him and smiled. And he stopped because the guy smiled and he started talking to them and he got an idea.
Wow.
And he created his own bank. And he said, if that guy hadn't stopped and smiled at me, because I was really at a loss to how to do anything, I was going to give up on everything. If that guy hadn't smiled at me,
wow,
I would not have started this international.
Well, that's fucking huge. That's, in a city like LA, yeah, that's massive.
That is huge. That's why I've always said it starts with a smile. And you guys know,
Chris,
you never said that.
You're not going to hijack that.
I'll tell you what, though. Chris, I've said that you should name a stand-up special, Chris D'Elia, Teehee in it in the Big Apple.
Right.
I'm going to retract that. As cool as a name as that would be, I think you should name a stand-up special, It Starts With a Smile. Chris D'Elia, It Starts With a Smile.
But
you know the thing about smiling in LA is you can't smile three times in LA. I've recently figured this out, and I've lived here almost 20 years.
If I did do it in New York, that's funny. That'd be cool if I did it in New York, because it's the home of Wally Backman when he's.
All right, dude. Come on. Yeah. I was walking through the supermarket the other day, and someone will walk towards you and they'll have eye contact. And I'm not talking about a girl or.
It's a foreign way to say that. That's a foreign way to say that, but yeah. To have eye contact with someone.
To have eye contact. I was walking through to have eye contact with another person. This is not girl or men's. This is just to have eye contact.
Oh, okay.
To have eye contact.
This is an impossible Russian guy in the shop. So. And this person sort of went like, you know, they look up to see if you're looking at them. You smile and they look away.
Right.
Okay. Because it's a very insecure city.
Yeah.
People don't want to share their mojo. I don't know what it is, and I could talk about it for 5 days at the same time. They don't want to smile at you. If you smile at someone, they'll look away. They don't want to share that with you. And you do that twice. Okay. And a human being, you do that twice. You don't want to do that a third time. You don't want to extend yourself.
You know why that is?
But you have to keep smiling.
But that's because this town what? Is all about, it's a mercenary town. So people are fighting traffic and living here a lot of times, at least the perception goes, because they want something. They're here for something. So when you smile at somebody, immediately in this town, they go, oh, this person wants something from me. Because obviously they recognize me from The Hangover, Hangover 2, from Mad TV, from Sex and the City, from Entourage.
I don't think they do that.
Well, I've done so much stuff, so they obviously want me in their movie or something.
All right,
Ryan, get to
not necessarily.
Get to the point.
But the point is that that's kind of the cynicism that comes with living in a town like Los Angeles.
Well said. And what you have to do to push through that is just smile. You have to literally put yourself out there. I was in a bar. I was in my like early to mid 20s, and I remember looking around. I remember being with a few of my friends and like being out on the Sunset Strip, and it's a fucking bad time, right? But I'm a young guy, and I was looking around, and I was looking at everyone going, look at these fucking I'll never forget this. Yeah. I remember exactly. I was at the Foundation Room in the House of Blues, and I was looking around going, what a bunch of fucking assholes, right? Because they all had this look on their face. It was like, ugh. And then I thought for a second, I went, wait a minute, I'm one of those assholes, because I'm looking at all these assholes going, what a bunch of assholes. Right. And I had that stink face on.
Yeah.
I immediately stopped and put on this huge smile. And I swear to God, this pretty blonde girl came up to me, because I started like joking with my friend and going, I'm having a good time.
Right.
Right. And she said, what are you guys doing?
You put out what you get, too. But that's what I've always said. It starts with a smile, though. In all seriousness, I've always
stop adopting that, dude. You've never said that.
Here's Chris D'Elia. Here's the song you'll come out to when you do Chris D'Elia, It Starts With a Smile. It starts with a smile.
Smile.
If you haven't smiled in a while. No.
Brian almost ruined it. Brian almost BKJ'd it.
Well, that's why I fucking stopped.
I don't have a good voice.
I could have Wayne Brady'd into a fucking song here.
It was just, I didn't hit my pitch. No, I would have hit it. Let me try it again, please.
You didn't hit. You know what pitch you didn't hit? The pitch of comedy.
No, that's what you didn't hit. Let me try it.
No, because as soon as it started a bit, you come in, you put on boots, you boot it around.
You ruin it. You ruin it.
Give me another chance.
You bit booter Brian.
Give me another chance.
You bit booter,
bro. No, I'm not bit booter, bro.
Yeah, you smash it out. You smash it out of the park like who?
Rod Carew.
No, he's too old. Smash out of the park like Gary.
Pete Rose.
Gary Carter.
Gary Carter.
All right. We live in a challenging city, whatever. But it's also a beautiful place, and Southern California is amazing. And you can drive a half hour that way and get to the beach, and you can drive 2 hours that way and you can get to the mountains. So
if you face that way, you're praying to Mecca.
Smash out of the park like Tim Salmon.
So keep on smiling, everybody.
Yeah, it all starts with a smile.
It all starts with a smile, and we want you to smile.
Smash out of park like Ryan Klesko.
And we hope we've brought you a smile because you're our audience.
If you want to smile and laugh a lot, just go to RyanCallen.com.
All right.
You'll see where I'm doing stand-up.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. We're on iTunes. Thanks for downloading. Tell a friend about the show.
Albert Bell.
Smash out. You ready to make it happen?
Yeah, I guess so. Sure, man.
Let's make it
too fucking hot.
Punch somebody in their face.
What do you mean
face?
It's too hot?
It's too hot nowadays. No.
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 Some podcasts are slow.
Yeah.
And you don't know how long they last.
There it is.
Stop. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcasts.
The song.
Yeah.
No, the song doesn't need any help.
Hey, here's the deal, dude. In L.A., we're having a fucking heat wave, and it's terrible. First of all, the air conditioning broke in my fucking house, okay? I have two broken air conditioners.
Oh, what's up with your fucking house? Okay. First of all, only have one air conditioner.
I have two floors, okay?
You're so irritable, man. You've been irritable since you got here.
I got three floors.
Then you got more than one air conditioning.
You got central air and heat.
No, you got two different ones that do it, and they do different ones simultaneously. You get two different temperatures, whatever which one you like.
Just because you talk longer doesn't mean them.
He's got the window ones that you see in the
window ones, okay, because I have a large house. But let me tell you something, man. LA doesn't know what to do with the fucking heat, dude. The second the heat, I did two shows. I was at the Laugh Factory and then I was at the Comedy Store, okay? When I showed up at each of the places, it was the Amazon. It was way too fucking hot at both places. I walked in, it was hotter than what it was outside, okay? And what they both explained to me was, oh, sorry, we put the air conditioning on too late today. Hey, guys, it's been this hot before here. Put it on way earlier. Or absolutely have boa constrictors in your establishment. Because that's who lives where it's that hot. So when I show up and it's that hot, 100% show me boa constrictors.
He's so angry.
Otherwise, I'm going to be super angry.
He's knifing his hand at the table. He's not even looking at us. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris Too Hot D'Elia.
And it gets really hot in L.A. sometimes. You know who sucks is the people who don't have air conditioning in their cars. Or, they end up renting a place in the winter and they go, oh, no, it's like open air and it'll be fine. Then one of them dies.
But the heat's not worth that. It's not worth getting that riled about.
No, people die. People die because it's this hot.
And not even old people.
Sick people die.
No. Two fucking idiots who like move out here from fucking Michigan or something.
They
don't drink enough water. They go like, hey, we're going to go to film school.
And then they die.
We're gonna make a documentary about our lives or something really smart. And then they get like an apartment together in Hancock Park.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly where they get.
Brick. They're like, hey, if we pool our money, we can get half of this duplex.
Right.
And then one of them goes to sleep and doesn't wake up in August.
The night before they go to 7-Eleven, they get a Mountain Dew and they get fucking sausage bites or whatever the fuck. And then the sodium blow up overnight and they don't wake up.
What are these guys' names? One of them has to be Dale.
And the other one's name is Hamilton because he changed it from Harry.
I think one of them's name is for sure Rick. Just because, you know, Rick would do that.
Rick died?
Yeah.
Oh, Rick died.
Oh, did you guys hear that Rick died? How? Of sodium and heat.
Well, where did he die? He died in this very room. Oh, a boa constrictor ate him?
No. It just got really hot. See, because the landlord, he lives like way out in Whittier.
Yeah.
And he didn't change the air conditioner, but he told us, you know, it gets breezy.
Already a boring story.
Even though someone
died, you're already like, I don't know.
No, but there's absolutely boa constrictors in here because of how hot it is.
Hey, Chris.
How many times did you say boa constrictor last night at the
show? Count and tweet us.
How many boa constrictors would be suitable to keep your anger, your fury from...
With how hot it was at the Comedy Store, I'm not fucking around. They would need at least 3 to 4 boa constrictors for me to be okay with how hot it was.
Would you need indigenous dyaks speaking in indigenous tongues running around?
Yeah, you'd need tropical birds just kind of hanging out, not flying because it's too hot. Right. They would just be hanging the fuck out.
And pygmies with blowguns?
Yeah. No, it'd be too hot for them. They'd be outside like, it's too hot in there.
Yeah.
Actually,
I'm sort of curious about the heat in L.A. and how some people handle it. And
I'm actually
curious about how one person handles it in particular.
And now it's time for Keeping It Real with Shauna.
Here we go. My name is Shauna. I'm keeping it real on the 10-Minute Podcast with Brian Chris some real shit. Hey, y'all. Yo, it's so hot up in LA right now, I could keep sandwiches warm under my titty like a George Foreman grill. Ha ha ha, you nasty. Shut up.
This concludes Keeping It Real with Shiner.
Hey, my name is Shiner, and I kept this shit real, so one love, motherfucker, because now you know the deal.
You know, Shauna does this thing, and I don't like it. She says a fucking gross thing, and then she says, "You nasty."
Right.
It's not us
and
being
nasty. She
tells
us to shut up.
The only time
but
I've
she does
been...
that on stage. She'll be,
yeah,
like,
I know.
I've seen her on stage. She'll go like, hey, blah, 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 say something really gross,
right,
and then go, oh, shut up, shut up, shut up. And the audience actually just kind of goes real quiet.
Right.
And she digs herself a hole.
Yeah.
She's not very good.
It's not.
I've been called, the only time I've been, nasty is such a weird thing to say. I've been called nasty only when I'm cutting down the slopes on skis, or I'm dancing, or I'm throwing punches.
Hey.
You know, that's the only time that I've been, and usually I think it's a comment, that dude is nasty, you know. I get that a lot, but otherwise the way she uses it in that context, I feel like
you're kind of hijacking what she just said and turning it into something that makes you look good.
No, I don't.
But you're saying,
I don't know.
Don't use the word nasty to describe dancing, unless you're in Janet Jackson's.
Jackson.
See, now I can't finish my joke.
I know
because I said Jackson.
Hey, you know what happened?
Jackson.
You know what happened? You got caught by the police. That's what you got. You got, and let me tell you something. The police is really, really, they're really prevalent.
They're
like,
on the beat.
Can I tell you what this? When you get, when the police pulls you over, you know what's the first thing you hear?
Yes. I did know that. I knew that for sure, dude. You know what? Let's stop. Let's just think about this for a second. We're doing all these bits. Guess what's happening during these bits?
What?
I'm sweating a lot.
You're sweating.
Okay, and it's
but
still
too
hot.
I turn the AC on.
But it doesn't matter because it's like you turn the AC on and then it takes fucking 6.5 hours to make the whole place cool.
No, this
and
is a little,
you never can hang meat in here.
No, it's a little room.
Yeah, so meaning it should be fucking cold
for
sure.
Okay, but why do you get so mad about the heat?
I would hang meat in here.
Yeah.
Because it just get a little sweaty and stinky, and that's what you want.
You age it. That's how you age it.
You want it aged.
Is that right? Is that right?
You want the meat to start to brack down.
Well, let me tell you something. The only meat that should be in here are live boa constrictors.
Ah, back to the boa constrictors.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's kind of fun when it's hot?
Mm.
Fuck.
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
I tell you what, man. You know what? I got to tell you something for sure. I got to tell you something for sure. In all honesty, I know sweaty fucking is supposed to be like super dope and hot and sexy.
Like,
but let me tell you something. And this is the God's honest truth. I like nice, clean, dry fucking. And
nah.
I'm serious.
No,
because
like
I like to feel. No, I know.
Nah,
but
I like
to feel. I like to feel the nice, clean, dry nature of a woman's skin. And the only thing that's wet are downstairs in the private areas.
Now you're a Puritan. I like that's why I like Miami fucking. Miami fucking is my favorite thing.
Know what I like? Mm. I like Virginia fucking in the fall.
that's more romantic fucking. Miami
I know.
Miami fucking is more like
I like to get to Miami fucking while I'm doing some Alaska fucking, and chicks are like, "How the fuck are you sweating so cold?"
Interesting.
In here? It's
very interesting.
Babe, it's because I'm working so hard and you're getting me so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you gotta work hard with that nub of yours.
I don't have a nub.
Get it. You're so
No.
But we talked about this though. You guys more you do hard fucking, Brian. I get it. But me, I'm strictly romance. Like I've never had sex. I've only made love for real.
Come
even
on,
with hookers.
Bro.
Even with hookers.
And come on, bro.
Being sincere. But you know, I like good, clean, dry fucking, not too much work going on, but serious mind work.
But when you say being sincere, do you mean you're being serious as in being S-E-R apostrophe, or are you being sincere as in being apostrophe S-E? What's the rest of it?
Works for ball.
Works
for ball.
You know what's the best thing when you're having sex with a girl and it's really hot and you're working real hard?
Yeah.
And you're up there just minotauring.
Unlike
it. You know what I mean?
Oh, come on, minotauring.
And there's a bead of sweat just running from my chest, reverse, up my neck to my chin.
Into her mouth.
And she's like,
and she's behind you, and she's behind you going,
no, she's not fucking me.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah, you sweaty fucking bear. Yeah, you bald fucking bear.
You sweaty. Let me be in control, you sweaty piece of shit.
Hey, that's not hot, and I would never let a chick fucking strap on and do me. That's
I don't want to turn any fans on when I'm fucking. I want it to be fall.
I want
it to be dry, and the only thing that's wet is in my downstairs area.
I want a bead of sweat to hit her either, in the mouth or in the eye, or even funnier, up her nostril.
Hey, bro.
So she goes like this.
Yeah. And then, well, just to break it up. Gross. It's like Shauna digs herself out of a joke hole. Right. I like to dig myself out of the fuck hole.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know?
Sex would be so much doper if it wasn't so much, it was so exhausting. Do you know what I mean?
Screw that.
I'm in crazy shape, so I don't know.
No, I am in crazy shape as well.
I am.
But what I like to do is just fucking not be exhausted.
See, I don't know what
that
means. I
like to pass out.
I'm romantic, though.
I have no idea.
I like to lay a girl down on her side and just push inside and then just come and then go to sleep inside her.
Hey, bro.
Inside her?
Yeah, we both fall asleep. And then we wake up and I'm still in her and then we fuck again.
That's how you get staph infection.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show and tell your friends about it.
Come to my...
Hey, guys, you know what's fun? The beach.
Why?
It's fun to go to the beach.
Why?
Well, you can just go in the ocean.
You or have you the can skin tone that.
Why are you talking like the guy
so
from
red.
Get Smart, though? I don't.
The beach. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That would sound like that. That's why you listen
so good. To 10-minute podcast. I wish you could have seen Will's face when he said the beach that last part. It was actually secured.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Buy shit on Amazon through our website if you're going to do that. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Man.
If someone hasn't listened to the show before, then they just want to know your name, man.
Oh, man. I'm Chris.
Hey,
come on. Say your last name.
Chris D'Elia.
Okay, you got it out. Good.
All right, listen. I think that we are so silly on this podcast. I want our fans to actually get to know us.
You know what? We are silly on this podcast.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's a silly podcast.
Every episode's silly.
I want our fans to. I think the way you get to know. I think we should each tell
silly.
A story that neither one of us know about each other that illuminates who we really are. Let's get a little vulnerable.
Neither one
here.
Of us, because there's three of us. So
yeah, interesting. So, but also, if there's three, that's neither one of us.
Guys,
you could say the other one,
the other
thing is in iTunes it says comedy.
Well,
so
that is true.
I want to get.
You want to get a little. You want to get serious.
I just want to get a little. I just think we should each tell a story about. I want to tell a story about
comedy podcasts.
I want.
How's that going to go down?
I just think it would be helpful for our fans to really get to know the essence of who we are and why we are the way we are. I think a lot of comedy masks pain.
Welcome to the. Serious shit podcast.
It's called the Vulnerable Podcast.
Welcome to the Vulnerable Podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was bullied.
You were bullied?
Yeah, very badly in eighth grade.
You were just bullied now. Why? What happened?
There was this kid. He used to bully me a lot when I was in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And he made me do all kinds of stuff. Like, he would make me hang out with him. I didn't want to hang out with him. He made me smoke weed when I didn't want to when I was in seventh grade.
Are you serious?
Yep. He punched me in the face. He made me neglect my dog.
What?
He didn't let me feed my dog one weekend.
What
the fuck? He just wanted to be mean. Now,
this is all serious, too. You're not fucking around.
I'm not fucking around. And by the way, if I saw him now, and you guys think I'm kidding... I'd beat his fucking ass.
No,
I'd take a fucking bat to his knees.
Why? What does he do?
And you think I'm kidding? There will be, and if I ever do see him, there will have to be
a
score settled. He must be very careful and very respectful.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Well, okay, but hold on. You were how old? Seventh grade? How could you hold a grudge for that long because he made you not feed your dog?
Because he needs to pay for what he did to my dog.
Okay, but
for making me smoke weed and for punching me in the face.
That's not that bad.
It's terrible, and for being generally tyrannical to me over a whole year and bringing myself out of who I am. But it's the reason that I learned how to wrestle and punch people in their fucking face and kick. And the reason I have
but you're
such
being very serious.
Attitude.
But let me
He's
tell you something.
Fists.
You
He's
don't. You
fists.
Actually don't have to. Find that guy and fight him. And let me tell you why.
Why?
Because he probably owns a print shop somewhere. Okay?
I will take...
In a
I
small would, town yeah. and probably make about $40,000
I'll burn it to the ground.
Okay? I think...
I'll burn it to the
I
ground.
I actually think the opposite. I think in order for you to continue your evolution as a man, Brian, you need to find this guy. You need to hire a PI, lie to him as to why you're hiring him. Mm. Say, I think this guy's running around with my wife or something.
And then,
find him and beat the living
shit
out of him.
And then what you do is... you get William H. Macy to star in that movie and it's an independent movie. Because that's
nobody,
not something that really happens.
Hey, come on, man. No, the guy who would play me in a movie, first of all, is clearly either Russell Crowe or the guy
Tom
who plays
Arnold.
Wolverine.
Reginald Val Hugh Johnson. Jackman. Reginald Val Johnson.
No, man.
Yeah, I think some people deserve a beating. I think you know, we live in a society, you can't beat people up. When you do that, you have to fill out papers with the cops, and I'm not condoning beating the shit out of people. But that guy sounds like he just needs a fucking ass.
I'll do what Evel Knievel did when a guy wrote a bad article about him in the newspaper. Evel Knievel beat him with a bat and went to jail, and when the cameras were on him, he said basically, nobody writes something about me. You have something to say to me, you come to my face, but you write something to me about me in the newspaper, I can't defend myself, I'm going to defend myself.
Well, that's fucking crazy to say that, Evel Knievel.
He was a bad guy.
You know why?
He robbed banks.
You know why? Because newspapers.
Yes.
So, right.
We have newspapers, and they've been around since
also
before.
You know, well, that guy's crazy, because before he beat the shit out of that guy, his name was still Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
So, you're insane.
Chris, do you have something to have
a vulnerable story?
Yeah.
I mean, well, one time I was, I used to be really scared. I couldn't sleep through the night up until I was like, it was way too late. Like, I would be like, I was like, I think 12. Like, yeah. That's wow. Like, I would have to, I'd be like, Mom, Dad, come here. What's going on? Anything? Like, I had a really overactive imagination. And what I would do, one time I was like, yo, I'm going to spend the night at my friend's house. I never did this before. But he, like, loved Freddy Krueger. And my mom basically called his mom and said, yo, can you put like all the Freddy Krueger paraphernalia? Can you take it out? Because Chris gets really scared about Freddy Krueger. So I got there.
And you were like 13, 14 years
no,
old?
No, I was like 10 like, probably.
16, okay.
18 years old.
Guys.
He's being vulnerable.
Okay, so I know, but so I
get
there.
I wouldn't have hung out with you, just so you know. You I get there. Been allowed in my house.
You would have been 28.
I get there and gosh. I get there and the Freddy Krueger stuff's down, but there's this one poster that's rolled up, and the only thing I could see are the eyes of Freddy Krueger. So I asked them, could they please turn that poster the other way? So aww. Freddy Krueger's eyes. I was like, yeah, that's real cute, right? Real
Chris, vulnerable. You're being so cute.
It's supposed
right
to be vulnerable,
now.
Right? Okay. So what happened was
3S cute.
We're
you're
going
being
to
so cute.
Okay. Well, that's I am being so cute, and so then we were going to sleep, and we were on the ground, and I made sure that we were both on the ground because I didn't want one of us to be on the bed. We
you
were different levels.
Up on him.
So cute.
Different levels because Freddy Krueger could kill us at each level, okay? So what happened was I tried to keep him up. We were talking, and I was like, keep talking. I was like, if the light just comes up, then one day, then when the light comes up, then I'll be able to be okay because the light will be up. So I end up getting real tired. I end up falling asleep, passing out, and I wake up, and then I really got to go to the bathroom. But I'm too scared to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I don't. So I end up seeing on the TV. It's still on. I swear to God, I look at this, and to this day, I was not making this up. I was not dreaming. I see all of a sudden Freddy Krueger walk into this room on TV, and he's coming to the camera. And this is real. Seriously. This is like a clip from the movie. So Jesus. Now I'm like, well, now I definitely can't go to the bathroom. Right. I'm way too scared because I'm going to fucking... Because so Freddy Krueger's in the TV now.
No.
And this is serious. Okay? So I'm like, just wait
and
it out.
You didn't have a bottle or a
I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to wait it out. So I end up falling asleep, and I end up waking up like 30 minutes later. There's something in my butthole, okay?
Wait a minute.
It's a log of shit. It's so dry because I was so scared, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to go to the bathroom. And I ran, and there was a log of shit coming out of my butthole.
Oh, no.
Half of it was coming out, and I ran to the bathroom, and I shit in the toilet. And no shit got anywhere except a little bit in my pants and on the...
Well, that is shit getting somewhere then.
Well, I know, but a little bit in my pants.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
Okay, but anyway, he never knew about
so
it.
So you were scared and disgusting at the same time.
I shit my pants while I was sleeping. That's how scared I was.
Oh.
Frank Krueger
Chris,
knew.
That's very vulnerable.
Well, you said vulnerable.
Yeah. You had a turtle head. You had a little dry shitter.
Mm. Yeah, I had a real turtle head.
Oh, no. Wow. That makes me want to judge you a little bit.
I was 10.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and I was, how old? I was 26 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been vulnerable.
No, that's not true. You have some.
I don't know if we have time for this, but I let me see if I can summarize a very vulnerable story that happened to me. Okay, here's the thing. My parents, I love them very much. They're adorable little Italian people. They grew up during World War II. They're originally from Italy. My parents immigrated in the late 60s to Canada. Mm-hmm. My brother and sister are actually born in Italy. And then I was a mistake 10 years later. That's not the vulnerable part. I used to have rabbits when I was a kid, and we'll skip to the part where... I had rabbits. I had this big cage. We had a big backyard. We had this thing. And if a rabbit gives birth and the father touches the babies, the mother eats the babies, and they get into this crazy rabid fight. And I couldn't tell that the female rabbit was pregnant. Right. I was about 9 or 10.
Oh, boy.
There's a litter. The dog next door, Tammy, whose owner fucking slapped that dog. My sister would call the SPCA all the time. Mike, you piece of shit. For real, this beautiful white like husky. Tammy busted through the fence because she could smell the murder in the air. Ate all the rabbits except for four, right?
Yeah.
Little nubs, little fucking pink nubbies.
Yeah.
I mothered these rabbits, and Ernie, Bert, Mickey, and Boxer. These four rabbits, I had them house trained in the living room, blah, 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 blah. Finally, one day, my parents, rabbits to them are food. They're like, get these rabbits out of here.
Me
enough
too.
Enough rabbits. They're like, we didn't take them to the pound or anything. They said, we got to get rid of them. We went to the Richmond Nature Park. They said, let the rabbits go in the Richmond Nature Park. I'm like, I'm their mom. You don't understand. Like, I'm their father. I'm their mother. And it's like Watership Down in there. I dropped the rabbits off. I was bawling my eyes out. The rabbits followed me out to the parking lot. And they were screaming.
Oh, my God.
I heard rabbits crying. I told my friend Alex Borstein this story, whom I've known forever, and she looked at me and said, I get you now, Will.
I get you now, too, and well, I think our fans, man. Too. Thank
I
you,
I just shit my pants.
Oh, God.
It stinks
Chris,
in here.
He just opened.
Chris.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Chris. Oh.
We'll help the world. We'll make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm the kid. I'm not going to say Brian Callen.
Okay, I'm Chris D'Elia.
And welcome to part 9 in a continuing series of Dear TMP. Two shows this week. We're taking your questions from Twitter. We've done this before. Look it up on the site if you haven't heard it. And let's jump in. Anyone got one?
Yeah.
Our listeners have written in these questions, advice questions. Okay, here's one. This is from @thegrownwolf, hashtag Dear TMP. I'm amazing and other people aren't. How do I change this?
You jump off a building.
You jump off a building?
I'm amazing and other people aren't. Yeah. How do I fix this? Jump off build.
Well, don't jump off build. I have this problem myself because Mazin.
No, but that's the thing. She's saying other people aren't. So then in her world, you're not amazing. So she should jump off build.
Well,
because she's not right.
Or, I think you just do something amazing.
She's probably not Mazin.
Do something amazing.
She's not Mazin. Okay. So okay.
Here's Christina Manahan. @CHManahan. Dear TMP, what is the best way to let a guy know you're flirting with him without coming off as a bitch? Ask him to go swimming and sucking.
A bitch? Why is it a bitch if you're being flirting?
Yeah,
see, the girls are all mixed up.
Yeah, well,
guys are mixed up too.
Guys are mixed up too. And nowadays, this is probably a young person. And young people nowadays are not willing to show each
other. I'll tell you what, that's not a young person. That's a 35-year-old woman.
Well, she could still be a young person.
That's not young.
Just flirt with him, okay? Just flirt with him. If he doesn't like it, move on. Move on to the next guy that you like. And
actually,
you know what? Chances are the next five people you meet are not going to be the one anyway because you're 35 and you're so sad.
Oh, I think the question... I messed the question up. What is the best way to let a guy know you're not flirting with him without coming off as a bitch?
Oh, Brian. You're an idiot.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So interesting.
You question killer Quinn.
Yeah, I'm a
question. You QKQ. You question killer Quinn. We're sorry, Christina, or whatever your name is, but fuck.
Kill him with kindness and stay formal. That's my answer.
Yeah, just stay formal.
Yeah.
Chris, you got some?
That's a good one, yeah. Here we go. Fatty Bacon. @Fatty_Bacon. Change your name. This hot girl at work is flirty with me, and I want to peel it out for her. She knows I'm married. What do?
Well, don't peel it out.
Peel it out, you pansy.
No.
Listen.
Peel it out.
Brian's married.
Peel
He's
it
saying
out.
Peel it
just
out.
Just peel it slow and deliberate. And
a lot
let
of
it
different
just
people.
Sit.
Look, a lot of different people in this world. A lot of different types of relationships. You don't know what this guy's going on. You can't judge a relationship if you're not in it. You know. Okay?
Yeah, but if you peel it out, you have to lay it on something. Lay it on
okay,
the hood of a
no,
car.
But he's saying probably he just means it. He doesn't mean actually peel it out, you know?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, well, don't peel it out. But maybe if you have a bad relationship and it's headed down south and you're going to get divorced, then maybe you just say, hey, going to get divorced.
Or cinch it up in your pants with an empty hand. Okay. Cinch it in your pants.
I got one here. This guy is messed up. This is hilarious. And okay, first of all, this person's name is @MadProblems with 3 A's. I'm not joking.
Awesome.
@MadProblems.
Awesome.
Hashtag Dear TMP. And he's doing the apostrophe thing. Hashtag Dear TMP. Need myself a lady. Not desperate. Just one get boja.
Nice.
Just apostrophe one apostrophe get apostrophe bo apostrophe ja. Just one
nice,
get boja.
Nice.
And then look at this. Help him. Help M apostrophe.
Well, he's good at it.
This
he's
is the
good.
This is the. I'm taking a. If you want to see a picture of this guy, you got to see a picture of this guy.
Just retweet
thing.
It.
Yeah, but it's
by the way, By the way,
well, he wants to get Boja.
Just make a lot of money.
You go to our episode Texting Chicks and listen to that, and you probably wind up getting Boja.
Yeah, you probably get Boja from that. If you need a lady, well, you know, it's weird. Coming off the last question, you know, a lot of girls are sort of in a reverse way of thinking nowadays, and they're not so much into care and love, but as they are, and guys are this way too, as the balance of power. If you ignore a girl, they come to you. If you show them care, some girls aren't very hot on themselves and are prefer to be dysfunctional and stay in their sad little cloud, so they will ignore you. So you know what? We can't fucking advise you.
I know. It's like it's because
we don't know what kind of girls you're dealing with.
But also,
pick good girls and tell them you want blowjob and see what happens.
I guess, but you know, it's hard though because you know sometimes you're like, oh well, don't pay attention to the girl, so she'll like me, but then you don't pay attention to her, and then she doesn't know you exist.
But that's a good girl. That's a girl who's living her life.
Okay, so then what do you do to that girl?
Well, I'll tell you what you do sometimes. Sometimes you can't let the girl pick you. Sometimes you have to look at yourself, go, what do I want? And look at a girl and go, that's the kind of girl I want. And believe in your fucking self and walk up to her. And what's the worst that's going to happen? Because you only live once, dude. So
that's
get
true.
That boja.
That's true. But let me just tell you one thing after what you just said. You live alone in how? You live alone in how?
But,
so
well,
is,
yeah.
So.
But you live alone.
I live alone in the house. But guess what? Didn't just say what you said.
Or you could say, you could just say,
but
hey.
I'm in between relationships right now.
Okay, here we go.
I was just in a relationship.
Okay, look.
Oh, fuck me.
Here we go.
My turn.
Okay.
All right. Dante Cole at True.
That's
True,
an R&B singer,
at
right?
True Deliver. He's at True Deliver.
Awesome.
Good.
Okay, so he goes, can you ask Pee Popper to say this? Purple pandas pounded through the parking place during the parade.
So many pee pops, and I'm angry. But that's cool. Like a True Deliver, he got my back, and he showed that motherfucker that he's a pee popper.
Oh, get a life, Dante. Because
no, how about when I say pee popper, nothing pops. But when you say panda, I can't even do it. You're such a fucking idiot.
Hey man.
Here we go. Garrett Dubois.
If you were Canadian, you'd
Dubois,
know how to pronounce
it. Or French or educated, it's Dubois.
No, I know it's Dubois, but you know this is it's like. At 10 Min Pod, I'm headed to college. How do I make myself one of the cool kids right away? Do I stab the biggest guy right away? Okay, he's mixing up college with prison.
With prison.
And murder.
Yeah. So don't do that. But what you do is you got to walk around with tank top and shorts. And absolutely for sure sandals. Because that's what fucking dickheads in college do.
And
you might as well employ a European accent.
Wait, and in the quad area, just go smoke, smoke. Want some blow? Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Want some blow? No.
Want some blow? That kind of stuff. Just,
I think maybe he'll be.
No?
Well, that you're confusing college for prison.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought you got popular that way.
What you got to do is you got to get boja. Guy who gets the most boja, cool guy.
Cool guy.
All right. In keeping with our dick theme, this is from Harry Ward Masters at not HWM. Well, you're not Tina Fey, so don't. Just say your name. Hashtag Dear TMP. As an Englishman, how do I get American girls to touch my dick?
Just speaking an English accent, bro, and wear an ascot.
There you go. Chicks love an English accent.
Oh, is he English?
He's English.
And give them your yacht phone number.
I'd love a bojo.
That's all you need to do.
I'd love to have a bojo.
Love to have a bojo.
Just call things other things. You know, you guys call a taxi, a bobby, or a lorry.
Want to suck me dick in me buggy? Right? You guys got a little horny.
Suck me dick in me buggy.
Buggy.
You want to suck my dick behind
You sound like you have a...
The Alpha Planes.
Yeah.
Would you like to go with me to the Alpha Plains?
Would you
it's not even a place.
Would you like to bend over then, take a route up the arsehole?
Well, no, that's
that
not
sexy.
Sexy.
Dude, that's not. No,
hello.
You sound really...
My name is Ivor the Engine Driver.
Okay, here we go. Sean Michael Provost, at Provost.
Good.
I have a dumb crush on a girl who has a dumb crush on me, and we flirt from time to time, but she has a boyfriend. My question is, what the fuck?
To ask the girl straight up what she's doing with her boyfriend, say, what's up with your boyfriend?
Yeah, and you're not happy. Right. Say, you're not happy, you like me. What's the deal?
Yeah, and then be done with it.
And then make
it.
Your move.
And say, yo, I'm right here, baby. You got a window. Fucking come through this window.
Yeah. Right. Or just say, there's something I gotta do, and then grab the back of her head and just bury your mouth into hers.
That's actually really cool, dude.
Derek Butler, at I Am The Other DB, Dear TMP, I'm a black guy who actually enjoys your podcast. Where did I go wrong, and how do I turn this around?
You can't. You've been converted.
And it says, all black, hashtag all black people hate you, Brian.
We have black
listeners. That is actually true. Black people hate Brian.
Hey, man, that's not true.
Black people love 10 Minute Podcast and they hate Brian. You're all good, man.
I'm the problem.
You're fine.
Yeah, you're good.
What do we got here? Oh, okay. Here's one. This is from Benji Meat Fists. This sounds familiar. I think we've heard from this guy before. Hashtag Dear TMP. I enjoy a can of coconut water and grill mistake, two M's, like a champ. Any more advice for a better life? Hashtag gotta make a meal. I think you're on the way, dude. You're drinking your coconut water just like the Samoan Hulk, and you're grilling up your steak. Hopefully you listen to my steak recipe just like Gladiator Helmet Face. That's me. And you're going to want to make a meal. Sooner or later, you'd be making a meal. You keep yourself full of coconut water and meat.
You could also, to make your life better, you could also come to Raleigh, North Carolina in September.
But you don't know when this
Donnie
is airing.
B's or
also,
Donnie
guy,
B's.
Also, guy, get a job. Get a job, you make meal.
Just come to my stand-up.
Go to Brian's website to see when he's doing stand-up. Go to Chris's website to see when he's doing stand-up. Go to my website to see that I haven't updated it in about a fucking year. The Three Stooges DVD release is the last thing I did on there. All right, Thursday, another one of these Dear TMP shows. Tell all your friends to listen to the show. That way, all of your friends will listen to the show. We help.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know.
Welcome to the Chris. Put your fucking shirt on, dude.
You have a bad body.
I don't have a good fucking body.
It's a good body, but
yeah, thank you very much.
Put your pants. Underwear is out. Out of respect to our audience, I'm not going to take a picture of this.
I'm not soft in the middle. I have a fucking six pack.
You don't have it. That's not a six
pack. I'm taking a fucking picture. If you're not putting this away, I'm taking a picture. You got to see what Chris is doing right now.
Oh, gross.
You see my six pack, dude.
Bro, look at you. You're all hairy, and you got. It's a bad body.
No, it's good body. Hey, it's a good body. A lot of girls say it's a good body.
No, it's not.
Go to our Twitter.
Girls and gays alike.
Girls and gays alike.
Gays definitely wouldn't like that.
Your first stand-up special should be called Chris D'Elia, Tee Hee in it, and the Big Apple. The second one should be called Girls and Gays Alike.
Yeah. I already did my first special, so it had to be second and third.
Second and third. And speaking of seconds and thirds and numbers, welcome to the 10th in a continuing series of Dear TMP. On Tuesday, we did part 9. Go back and listen to that if you're not listening to this. We take questions. Welcome to the show. I'm Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Killer.
And I'm Chris Kid Killer D'Elia. Real kid. I'm talking about the kid.
The kid.
You know
Brian.
What I'm talking about?
Go to our Twitter at 10minpod to see a picture of Chris in his fucking underwear, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and
you're welcome.
Okay, girls and gays alike. Let's jump in. People have been writing us questions. You got any?
I do.
Yeah. What do you got?
This is from Chad Rowland at black_magic12. Dear TMB, hashtag cantaloupe calves. Does at Will Sasso just suck the test, as in testosterone, from at Brian Callen's veins, or did he sell his soul to Satan? Hashtag how.
For my
calves. A lot of alliteration in that.
I have very big muscular calves. I've been lifting weights since I was about 11 years old. You know, I became obsessed with football and Hulk Hogan and all sorts of things like that. My old man taught me to lift weights. He lifted weights.
Wow.
And I was biking. I've explained how I bike long and hard, and then a lot of it's genetics.
But you also sewed bull hearts into your legs.
No, that's what's that guy would be in?
Hey, man, shut up, Chris.
Who's that guy? Peter Stormare. You're mixing up his life with a movie that Peter Stormare would be in.
Oh, a guy I've never heard of? Good thing we waited for that reference.
You know who Peter Stormare is?
Who's that?
He's the guy who always plays the guy who's like, we have to fix this. And then he fucking sews a bull heart in somebody's fucking
leg. I don't know that guy.
Fuck you. Hey.
Are you from Norway?
Yeah,
what the hell are you talking
from,
about?
Man?
Hello, guys. I am from Norway.
He just unzipped his whole body.
That's a Norwegian
like the middle
wearing,
of Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Okay, here's
Norwegian
one.
Norwegian guy wearing a Chris D'Elia suit, which is what you are, basically.
Okay, this is from at J Salario, hashtag Dear TMP. All of Brian's fan may be so sick of seeing Facebook links to photo albums.
Oh, man.
How can we teach them to use social media correctly?
Remember how hard I laughed at that?
Oh, that was great. Go back and listen to I just posted 45 photos on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Listen to that episode.
One of my favorites.
It's a great episode. You know what? We're never going to be able to help. But Brian, it's just a generational gap. Brian's not too much older than I am, but I understand the internet, and Brian has a black and white television.
I got some issues.
Fucking 80-inch plasma, but black and white, like a beautiful diamond series.
The first thing to come out in 1958.
Yeah. Chris, you got
it? Yeah, I got one. Hey, this is from You Know About Matt. Pretty good. If you get put in the friend zone, what do you do?
You you
a lot
fucking...
of these questions are, I think, you know what, guys? I think we have a lot of losers who listen to this show.
Hey, Chris, don't say that.
I gotta
don't
come
say
out
that about
say,
our listeners.
A lot of our friends are like, hey, got a crush on a girl. What do I do? Hey, I'm in the friend zone. What do I do?
Yeah. Move girl on who to has the
a
next boy, girl.
Girl's a boy, girl's, girl
a boyfriend,
has a friend.
But we're flirting.
Boyfriend, but we're flirting. What do I do? You know what you do? Yeah. Go to the brain store and get a more manly brain sewn into your body
Look,
by a character that Peter Stormare would play.
Come on.
Here's what I'm going to say. Just treat it like every girl likes you until they fucking don't. And that's not necessarily how I live my life. But if you're going to be one of these bitches who's like, how do I get into the friend zone? Then fucking you're going to have to do that and retrain yourself. Me, I just kind of roll around. I just kind of do my thing. I'm like water.
Okay,
you know?
Now hold on one second.
Listen,
this is my advice to him. Eat a lot of red meat, take a dance class, and fight. Learn
okay,
how to fight.
That's terrible. But listen, this guy actually has another tweet that came out with. And it's actually, now that I read it, more bitch than the last one.
Impossible.
Hey, guys, you thought that last tweet was bitch. I got another one that trumps that bitch style.
Hey, Chris, I love your character, Casey Kasem in Broadcast School. Let's dedicate a whole episode to it.
Hey, here we go. For those of you that thought that last one wasn't bitch enough, here comes the super bitch tweet. How do you become attractive to women when your personality isn't good enough?
Oh my god.
What the fuck is his almighty.
Name? What's his name? Here's what we're going to do. Here's what it should be.
At super bitch.
But what
but
is
it's
it?
Not. It's at you, the letter, no, K-N-O-W, bout, B-O-U-T, Matt.
Okay, M-A-T-T.
You know about Matt.
Okay, wait, here's what I want our listeners to do. Please tweet at you know about Matt and set this motherfucker straight with care and love. We appreciate that you listen to the show, but kid, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
What if a chick ever saw these two tweets?
Yeah.
You get zero plus.
That's right. Build a skill set. Suck it up.
You are a stump in the storm. Let them storm around. Let a chick do whatever the fuck she wants. You just sit there. Just sit there. Be the man.
Be a spore. Be a mushroom. Whatever you gotta be.
You will not
Stoic,
move. You're
silent.
A mighty oak.
That's right.
Be goddamn fucking confident.
Set
There's
your jaw.
Guys.
Set your
there
jaw.
Are guys who have more than one girl. Give your dick to that guy. Cause you ain't using it.
Chris is flaring
there
up
it
and
is.
Flexing.
All right.
Okay. What else we got?
All right, here's
we spent
Tim
ample
Nutter.
Time on him, but it's
you
worth
know about
it.
Matt. Guess what? I do know about Matt. You're not using your dick.
Here's from Tim Nutter at Sloth Debauched. Dear TMP, kids at school always make fun of me. I laugh about it with them to fit in, but inside I feel so sad. What would you do? I like that you said I feel so sad, so it sounds like you probably don't feel as sad as you're making out. Yeah,
you know what, dude? I like that, man. I feel for that guy because I was like that in school. People make fun of me.
You still are, dude.
No, I'm not. Nobody makes fun of me because they know that I'm...
Look, here's what you do. Laughter. Whoever laughs last, laughs hardest.
Last. That's true.
I would do this. Keep fucking laughing and then just clock one in the side of the head.
No.
Cock him, sucker punch him.
I'm not sure if you should do that depending on how bad it is, but what you should do is keep laughing, then grow up. And then you're probably not going to own a print shop like those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to own a print shop.
Yeah.
What you're going to do is be successful.
Learn, because you're an outcast.
And when you're an outcast and you grow up and you're an outcast, you become one of two things. Successful or a serial killer.
Learn how to roundhouse or punch to the floating rib.
Go home and practice something and perfect it. You know, when I was young, I was making all sorts of videos, doing video production and stuff and making dumb things. And then
Nerd.
I started acting at a young age. Oh, really? Nerd? Because I was also the captain of the football team. So I was also very well-rounded. So I'm going to have a better time in high
school. And the team was called the Nerds.
No. This is from a girl. We need our female listeners to chime in with this stuff. All right. This is from Giselle Trevino. Hashtag Dear PMP. Don't have style. How do I make the most out of the little clothes I have? Also, please stop killing bits, Brian. Says that.
Damn it.
That's not the question part of the thing. Giselle, if you don't have much clothes, don't wear much clothes because guys like it when girls are naked.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, so just don't wear many clothes. See, wear clothes one day, and then the next day, don't wear clothes. Or if you're not comfortable with that, wear way less clothes.
Yeah.
And then ask everybody, how do you like my style?
Also, make sure you wear things that don't fit. Make sure they're like, oh, this is too small.
Oh, this is too small. My fucking bum hole. My bum.
Pussy's falling out of it.
Being naked and asking a room full of people, how do you like my style, is also a good icebreaker. So you just try
that. I love girl style. All guys like your style if you're naked or if they're inside you.
Yeah, just, you know, don't
say it that
Giselle,
way, dude.
You're a woman.
You don't know anything
Hey, how bitch was that Matt guy?
Okay, let's get off that. You look like you're searching the air. You're searching the air with your eyes.
Dude. We should devote a whole fucking season of TMP to this Matt bitch Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Oh, here's a good one. From Carl Chandler, at Carl Chandler. Carly, whatever.
Yeah, hurry up. We're done.
Carly Chandler. There's a bully who really got to me. I emailed him a bunch of times, but he's still so mean. Ned never emailed back. What dad do?
He's not going to email back.
No, yeah, don't. Bullies don't email.
This is a young girl. She's in school.
Bullies don't email.
It's like the kid with the people teasing him in school. The best revenge is success. Well, we got so serious at the end of the show, did we not?
Yeah, we did.
But we hope we helped. Dear TMP, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for writing in. And tell all your friends about the show. And
Oh, and go see me and Stu.
Shut up.
See Brian.
If I fucking hear
Stop
you.
Stop making the
I'm
noise.
Not trying. I'm not. I'm just.
No. Because you're doing it subtly now. You know? Hey!
There it is.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Go to 10minutepodcast.com to buy shit from Amazon. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
No. I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
And hey guys, what's up? We're all together. We're all together
it's
again
true.
Making a
it's
we're
true.
All we're all doing shit.
Yeah, that's thank true. You all... to my speaking of doing shit and all together, thank you to my fans in Raleigh.
Oh
yeah,
coming out in full force.
You had
that
your
was...
shows in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, how many shows did you do?
Powerful shows.
Six?
I did
powerful?
Yeah, I did.
You
five
do the Thursday
shows.
And then the two Fridays and then the Saturdays. Yeah, that's
powerful,
fucking awesome.
Powerful shows.
And you got how many people were at the
people
shows?
People came out in force, man.
Really? The club so
sold out Saturday night.
Oh yeah. That's a good night to sell out. Yeah.
Saturday night.
Heavy crowds Friday.
Yeah? Well, how big? How many?
What's the name of the club?
Like 300?
Oh, 300.
Oh, wow, cool.
So,
what's the name of the club?
Charlie
Goodnight, right?
Charlie,
yeah. I remember
Charlie
that.
Goodnight, yeah.
300. That's
I remember that. What do you mean?
That's a lot of that's
a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people to entertain.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Pretty good. So wow. And then so if you multiply that, even if you sold out all the shows, then by six, then
who cares?
I mean, no, I know, but that's
five.
No, I'm saying it's good.
Who cares?
Awesome.
We haven't
five
recorded
shows.
Together in a little
five
while.
Five shows times 300. Yeah.
But it's more about like, hey, what have you been up to? What
have
you been up to this weekend?
No, I know, and I'm just pointing out how good Brian's doing.
He's doing great.
Hold it.
What?
Why did you when you said I point out how good Brian's doing? And you went like that. You put you did this weird frown at the
he
end.
He did make a
very condescending.
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't mean to be condescending. I'm sorry.
You look like a Beaker.
You know.
I know what you mean. Yeah, I guess
Beaker,
I did that.
No,
yeah.
He has
but
a downturned mouth.
I was just like pretty good.
See
He's
what
making
you do?
A Beaker
no.
face.
You walk. You and then you look puzzled. So you compliment. You go, that sounds that's great. And then I'm puzzled now. So you go, oh, that's a lot of people. So I'm puzzled by my own comment. So you don't think I pick up on that?
That's Chris. You're laying it on kind of thing.
You know, I don't mean to lay on anything.
We've known
okay,
each other a long time.
Oh, now you're playing dumb. So
no,
there it
look,
is.
Again, if anything came across that, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to have it. Be
and
like
now
that.
you're giving us a lame apology.
Okay,
so it's the three layers of passive aggression with Chris D'Elia.
Yeah.
I didn't. All right. Well. Okay. Now I'm just I'm the victim here, right? Because I can't, no matter what I say.
And you added a fourth. There's a little epilogue too. Like
all right.
Now you're eternally the victim.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, are you an alcoholic chick?
Can I just say that I think Brian's doing a fucking good job in his career,
yes!
And it's fucking awesome.
Okay,
that
fine.
He's,
yes,
okay, that's all I meant
that.
To say.
I was in Toronto for part of the weekend. It's the Toronto International Film Festival, and a film I'm in.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Had its world premiere.
How'd that go? Where? Where was it?
With Ryan Quantin, Sarah Canning, Ryan McFarlane, Catherine O'Hara.
Don't know them. Oh, I know her.
James Woods, Chris and Hayes.
James Woods.
Okay.
James Woods, my buddy James Woods, who's not James Woods.
No.
He's not the James Woods
wow,
you know.
That's crazy.
His name is James Woods.
So you shouldn't say his name.
Yeah, so then you got to do that with an addendum,
yeah.
But okay.
Oh, yeah, anyway. Yeah. And we had the world premiere.
That's cool. Where was it? What kind of place was it in?
It was at the Roy Thompson Hall, which is an opera house.
Oh, it sounds like a big place.
So it was, and not to shit on your you know, I mean, it's a movie, Brian. It's a big, you know, Toronto TIFF is now the second largest film festival in the world, next to Cannes.
Well, so how big was the room that it played in?
It was big. It was like an opera hall, like a big, I've never seen a movie, like I've never seen a screen that big. And, you know, it's like a quirky romantic comedy. Well, yeah. So I play the best friend, go figure.
The seats in it were how many?
What is this?
Seriously, dude?
Well, no, I want to know how many people saw it, because I'm proud of you. I don't
have a whole lot to do with it.
Don't do that.
It's another movie. You know.
Puzzle.
Whatever. It's like almost, it's like 2800.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
It's a big opera hall they changed into a theater.
That's fucking awesome. Because
TIFF is like, you know, they got, and they do like, you know, like three or four screenings for the weekend. And
Well, fucking Jesus then. That's like, you're talking about 3,000 times four, you know, that's...
Well, no, I think that was the only time it played at the Roy Thompson.
Oh, okay.
But it would play in like a bunch of smaller theaters, maybe more.
So, fuck. Well, that's still great, man. Even if it was just that one time in that one place. Even if it was 5,000, whatever.
It might have been 5,000 people.
That's a lot.
Why are you...
That's a lot of people, but why are you...
Yeah, why are you obsessed with these...
No, I think that I like to hear when my buddies are doing good, and you guys, we all need exposure.
Whatever, man. You make a movie, and then a year later, it's got to fucking come out somewhere. Sometimes it just slips out of distended rectum and onto fucking Netflix. You know what? You know what I mean, guys?
Whoa.
The fucking distended rectum of showbiz.
Okay.
I don't need to go off on a fucking rant, but sometimes you make a fucking movie, and then a year later, sometimes 3 years later, you hear this.
All right.
You hear this. You're...
Okay,
that's not very satisfactory.
Right. No, we get it.
Hold on.
Right.
And then it hits the ground.
It's not even that satisfying of a shit, you know?
If had a fucking big hoop ass, and every time you took a shit, it just kind of barely brushed the walls of your giant prolapsed ass and just kind of slipped out and plunked in the toilet.
You've had some disappointments in this.
Because it was such a free
fall. But we all have.
The water goes right up your asshole.
You know?
Yeah, this was a good.
It's a fine film.
That's great. And a lot of people, in front of a lot of
people. 5,000 people is a lot of people.
Right.
I'm sorry, Brian, it's more people than you.
Yeah, but it's not a competition. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
No, it's not.
We're all here on this podcast and we're all helping each other.
Hey, this is a 10-minute podcast.
Right.
It's TMP.
Right.
T stands for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And M stands for
minutes.
Me.
Minute.
10-minute podcast. No.
And
right.
Pear tree.
No, not tea, meat, and pear tree.
Okay.
No. But yeah, well, we've all been
busy. What'd you do this weekend? You had a thing, right?
I can't remember. I had a thing.
I saw you Instagram.
All right. Yes. I did a show at
Irvine. Irvine?
Yeah.
What, the improv? A couple people, right?
No.
Irvine improv?
No. I've done the improv, but yeah, no.
No, it was with Brian. I saw it was like it was. I saw your Instagram a thing. It was like it was Hannibal Buress.
So
he's funny.
Where was it?
It was at the Irvine, the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Wow.
You did stand up there?
Yeah. Did you open for Maroon 5 or what do you? What
no,
do you mean?
No. It was the Oddball Tour. It was a comedy fans came out and they were attracted to the lineup. And
did you sell a lot of tickets or?
Well, it was sold out like right away, pretty much.
Oddball Tour.
It's Funny or Die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, so it was a group of you?
A lot of
It was like six comics. You know, just kinda,
that's cool.
Yeah.
So, amphitheater, I never
Amphitheater's a lot of, that's a lot of, that's probably bigger than an opera hall because.
Oh, yeah. I think yeah. Would you say 3,000? Yeah.
I
guess it is, yeah.
Just under 3,000.
I wasn't thinking about it, but yeah.
Amphitheater's like kind of like that's where a big rock band.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
So how much, all right.
This one was.
How many?
15,000. I mean, this one.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting.
Go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Is. That's where the obsession with numbers is. So you could work that in.
No, this is really satisfying. This is really great.
No.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I feel real good about myself.
Well, hold on. Don't.
I wasn't trying to be.
He's not responsible for the 50. You were with.
No.
Is that the Dave Chappelle thing?
Dave Chappelle was on the lineup.
So you featured for Dave Chappelle.
No.
Well, let's be honest.
I mean, it's like a fucking tour, but whatever. He's trying to make it sound like, hey, I was playing for a fucking opera house, which is where the seats go straight up and down and two balconies so everyone can hear the fat lady sing and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he's trying, basically what he's trying to say to you, Brian, is you played to the equivalent of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Because at any point in a grocery store, there's 300 people in a grocery store.
That's, I don't know if that's true. But
I think there's 300 people in a grocery store.
I think your math is a little off, but
at
whatever.
It's a shitty metaphor, but I know what you mean.
It was
I know
just,
what you mean.
It was just funny how the
crowd...
So now
you got to turn around and 15...
No, it was funny how the crowd just kind of went on and on for days and like you couldn't see the end of it.
Don't treat it like it's Woodstock and you're looking out there across
it. And don't treat it like you're over it already.
He's just dropping stuff in there. It was funny. You think that's going to get us back on the rails, you prick?
You say it was funny?
You fucking prick.
Yeah, it was funny that the crowd was like all there. Even I was like walking around like I need, you know, when I was done, I'd put on a mask and kind of glasses and I walked
around.
You put on a mask?
Because you're too famous to walk around like a normal
person. What mask? Would you wear a luchador mask? You wear a Halloween mask?
I had one of those masks that they had in like, you know, the...
Dead Presidents or something?
No,
or
what's the movie with Natalie Portman
Killing
where
Zoe?
She's...
Why don't I punch you in the fucking face?
No, the mask...
Star Wars.
No, the one where
it doesn't matter. I'll punch you in the face.
The guy, she's killing everybody
and mask,
with the mustache, the mask with the mustache.
I don't fucking know. You didn't have a mustache mask. You played a fucking comedy show. Yeah. You went backstage. You drank a Diet Coke and you fucking drove home.
Yeah.
Why do you gotta tell us you got 15,000 people?
I'm saying it was funny that it happened.
No, it's not funny. That's like falling down and scratching your knee and going, oh, it's just funny, everybody. You're just saying nothing, really.
Wow.
All right, whatever, dude. Don't be a dick.
I'm not being a dick. You're being the dick.
V for Vendetta.
Who gives a shit?
That's the mask I had.
Well,
that's a dumb mask. Everyone's gonna be going. Hey, it's the V for Vendetta. Anyway, who cares?
It's so obnoxious. It's like.
Well, congratulations, Chris.
He hijacks the whole fucking.
No, don't
what,
play.
What are you doing?
He's playing audio from the show.
Well, let's punch him in the fucking face.
This is bullshit.
Turn it
off, Chris. Turn that off.
It's just me.
Turn it off, man.
God damn it.
The kind of place where you
it's just
where people
brighter
go.
It's brighter. I would say it's easier, it's better. Hey man,
what
do you mind, how, what are you eating? Is that a salad?
Some podcasts are slow and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
The Laugh Factory,
cool, yeah,
for me is always, I think if you can do the Comedy Store, you can do any club in the
welcome. Excuse me. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast.
All right. So I'm Brian, the Kid Callen.
Well, hold on. First, I say it, but let me just take a bite.
No. Just,
well, my name is Will Sasso. My name is Will Sasso. Go ahead.
Right. You can't eat on your own time. This is Brian, the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the show. Hey, everybody. Here's the thing. If everybody...
Can you just finish your food?
Yeah, that's
and I'll
really,
talk?
Really gross.
Yeah.
If everybody...
It doesn't
I'm
sound
in the middle
good.
Of a conversation about the Laugh Factory.
Well, we're doing the podcast. And I would like to say...
Eating a fucking slimy
thank
salad.
Thank you for listening, everybody. If you just tell one friend about 10-Minute Podcast, then...
Why do you sound like it's an infomercial?
I'm
anyway.
Eating salad, all right? It's I'm eating not... salad. We're fucking recording. We get together. We got to record. We only have a finite amount of time.
My God, before.
Look at how many onions are in there.
There's a lot of onions in there. I made
why
the salad.
You eat it before?
All right, well, don't talk
because
so loud.
Because I didn't have time. I was doing emails. I was doing all sorts of shit. I was running around. Now we have a little bit of time to record.
All right.
You
okay,
got to go off and do shows. Brian, you
got to
go be with the family.
Okay, but don't shout at me. I can smell
why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me when I'm supposed to have salad time?
Why don't you be quiet?
Okay, dinner
when's,
time.
And eat your
when's,
salad all,
when's salad time?
Okay, in
not
dinner
now.
Time.
Do your thing. Go ahead and talk. Don't mind me. I'm going to eat my salad
this
show.
I was saying that I
show.
Think if you can do, if you do the Comedy Store, for any comic, if you can do the Comedy Store, you can do any
room. Yeah, you can do any room if
you
can
do
the
do
Comedy
any
Store.
Because it's a...
It's the only room
on.
built for the comic.
This is not a
the other
horse
rooms are
stable.
Built for the...
It's like a
the other
horse
rooms
stable.
Are built for the...
It's
me,
just
for
amplified.
The audience.
Yeah.
Right, but the Comedy Store is built for the comic. I think that's the only room that's built for the comic, and the other rooms are built for the
oh, that's interesting.
The audience, you know what I mean?
Why was it up for a comic?
What, Will?
What was it built for the comic for?
Okay, what? can you maybe eat, finish? It's disgusting.
Hold on. Why? How? It's just amplified. It does sound gross. I'm not going to disagree.
Right, okay. So
because it's gross.
But
it
maybe when you're
gross.
Chewing, at least... When you're chewing, back
so
off.
Many onions.
You know?
I'll back off.
Yeah, at least when you're chewing.
Well,
back
it's
off.
Also radishes. I made the salad myself.
It's
got
it's
kale, green leaf lettuce,
cool.
Some grapes, some heirloom tomatoes, celery.
That's really, can I just say that's
cucumber.
Really boring. I don't care what's in that salad.
Avocado. So boring.
Well, then the dressing, it's a no oil dressing. I have a little bit of garlic spread, and then I've got just some balsamic, some Bragg liquid
it's
aminos,
a
little
show.
Bit of lemon
it's
juice.
It's not a cooking show, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not.
I was asking him a question about the Comedy Store. Why is it the comics store? Why is it the comedy comics?
Because
why is it for comics?
Well, because we're not Mitzi Shore and we didn't name it, so we don't know that.
No, he said it was made for comics.
Because
it was. It's kind of because
you
can
be
on stage.
To understand.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I feel like you're just. Can
you be a comic?
You're, Can you just poke at the fucking salad further away from the microphone?
I'm backed off.
Yeah, you have the worst table manners, and I'm not
your
kidding.
Your shirt's open and you're eating.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Fucking onion burp, man.
I'm sorry.
No. It's not good enough.
I eat my vegetables.
Oh, you just coughed shit on my wrist.
Sorry.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, Will. All right. Also, you're eating it. You know
I'm
what
done.
Pisses me off? Can I just say also this, though, please? What pisses me off is I fucking hate when people, like bachelors, eat out of the bowl that they made the thing in.
Me too.
He's eating out of the bowl that he made the salad in.
Amen.
Like a fucking, like you're on TV. Like they're like, well, you know, I think this guy would just eat it in the bowl he made it.
Yep.
The director would say that.
What a terrible character that is.
And you'd be like, yeah, probably.
What am I, Dave Coulier on Full House or something?
Why is your shirt buttoned to your navel?
It's not buttoned to my navel. That you want it? There, let's get it.
No, I don't want. No. I don't want to see your
now
naked
skin.
Now
I'm a shirtless guy eating a salad.
Eating onions.
Are you happy?
Yeah,
eating
you
onions.
Are, and you're fucking gross as shit.
He shaved an entire red onion into a salad and threw a couple radishes and a couple grapes
by the way,
in
that's
the
about
area.
It.
Well, guess who's going to be regular? You guys are just jealous.
I don't even know what that means, guess who's going to be
gonna
regular.
It means I'm going to take a huge log shit in the morning.
Well, I feel like I'm inside your mouth right now.
I could do that.
Look, if
the
you
whole
want
room
take
smells like his mouth.
Go
it's
ahead.
A small room we record in, and he fucking hijacked it with a garden.
It's 1,000 degrees.
It's hot.
And it smells like an onion mouth. Like the room's a whole mouth.
Go to 10 minute. Go to Twitter / 10 min at 10 min.
It doesn't change. It's always the same fucking thing.
And go to Facebook, the 10 min pod there. And
I
want to
talk
see,
about something with substance.
And you can see my salad.
I am sick of this podcast.
See a picture of my salad.
I want to talk about.
We were trying to talk about. We were going to do a podcast about comedy and about the difference between rooms and comedy.
Acoustics.
And the difference between comics and the difference. We're going to actually do a real episode.
I don't do stand-up comedy.
Well,
I
you
know
it doesn't
you
mean
don't.
You have to hijack
okay?
it with your onion
and
chewing.
And eat a fucking cucumber salad.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
I'll back off.
Then why were you...
But you're not sorry.
I'll back off.
Yes, please.
Yeah. The salad's done. I just want some more Persian.
You're not able to do this podcast.
Persian cucumber.
Then don't say Persian.
Yeah. And don't even say Persian cucumber. It's just a cucumber.
I said Persian.
It's not Indianness.
Yeah, I know the bit, okay? Don't fucking yourself like you don't have any respect for anything. Yeah.
It's salad time. I'm making it salad time.
Yeah, were the cucumbers imported from Persia?
Who gives a fuck?
Correct, exactly.
Brian.
Talk about the laugh act.
Anyway.
The laugh? I don't even want to. You fucked it all up. You fucked it all up and you're laughing about it.
Talk about something else.
Fuck
Stop
you, dude.
Stop dropping the fork against the bowl. You're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, why? You're eating it in a fucking metal helmet. In an upside down metal helmet. That's
exactly what it is.
It's just a big salad bowl. I'm a big guy.
Hey, I want to apologize to all my listeners.
They're our listeners.
Our listeners.
I want to also apologize to my listeners for chewing in your ear. Because my listeners like it. They like me to be really close.
Dude, you're onion drunk.
No,
right
they
now.
Don't like you to be really close. Because if they were close to you right now, they'd be fucking wearing clothes hanger fucking things on their
like
nose.
In the
what
cartoons?
Do they call them?
Clothes hanger things?
What do you call them? Clothespins. Clothespins? Yeah.
Clothespin. Mm.
I don't want any
Not
more of this.
I just didn't know the word. I didn't
do
misspell
want,
anything.
Do you guys want some of the salad?
No.
No!
Look at how soupy it is.
I don't want. Oh,
yeah, it's
God.
A slimy fucking
again,
salad.
Onion
go,
soup.
Go
raw
to
onion
Twitter
soup.
And Facebook to see the salad.
By the way, you're sweating so
it's
much.
It's so hot in here.
So don't sweat and eat a salad in a small room.
Look at my chest.
Period.
Look at my chest.
Yeah.
Out of a tin can.
Yeah,
this is
that's
disgusting.
Loaded with onions in
you
a
know,
hot room.
One time I was sitting with a buddy of mine and we were eating barbecue. We were working on something. And you know, it's like that, you don't get barbecue. It's like that TV commercial. It's like you get pizza when you're working on something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We ordered a bunch of greasy, saucy barbecue. And we're just two guys. And we sat there and ate it like pigs. And at one point we looked at each other and we're like, you know, we really don't care because we're not.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Are you allergic to onions?
You were working on something, really? You know what you're working on now? My last nerve. Okay.
Are you allergic to onions? Your face is borderline swelling.
It's
just
hot
and
it's
he's
so
fucking
red.
Eating.
I might be allergic to something in there. There's something
How
like
has it not been 10 minutes yet?
Are you upset with this podcast?
Your eyes are swollen.
I feel like I'm eating onions. I feel them in my eyes
I
and
can
shit.
Smell them.
You know what this could have? You know what the salad could have used? Figs. Could have used some dried figs. That would really help the motility through.
God. Yeah, I would love dry figs. I'd love a dry fig under my nose right now so I could just smell that because it's something
else. I'd like a bunch of dry figs in a pillowcase so I could wheel them over my head and crash them into your fucking face.
That's also a very good thing.
I don't want any more sound.
Hey, don't ding.
If you ding that the fucking bowl thing again, I'm going to flip out.
I don't even like that you have that.
I didn't mean to do it that time.
You did because you're fucking kind of smiling. Don't do it again.
I did mean to do it that time.
Okay.
Put down the bowl.
But if it happens again,
put down the bowl. Stop stabbing.
You want me to put down the bowl?
Stop stabbing.
Wait.
Gently.
Put down the bowl very gently and don't smash it.
On the table or on the floor?
On the fucking table.
Okay.
Well, easy.
Easy.
You want me to put it down?
Easy. Okay. Easy.
Easy. I don't like...
I'm sorry.
Hey!
The fork.
It is hot in here.
Yeah, no shit, man. He's wiping his fucking whole body with a paper towel now.
Why don't you put the paper towel in the salad and eat that too?
You're gross. You're gross.
I'm fucking gross as shit.
Dab the salad juice.
Don't agree with it. It makes it worse. Don't agree with it.
I'm gross as shit right now, right?
No.
You're my friends. I don't care. You're my friends.
No,
it's
shut
just
up.
Like my friends who I was eating.
Why are you putting
with
a fucking towel over the
so
thing
it
like it's
stink.
Like it died?
I'm actually a very tidy gentleman, all right? I was eating salad. I think we learned a lesson here. Don't eat into the mic. You've done it before on the show.
It was, but it's just 30% as gross.
It's salad time right now. It's salad time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for downloading on iTunes and listening on all of the internets.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be in Houston.
Fucking
in
salad time. Oh, Christmas is coming.
Chris, put that fucking down, dude.
Okay, I was practicing for Christmas.
That's you just jingling your keys around.
Were you a caroler?
Stop it. He's doing Santa.
Were you a caroler?
No.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
Sometimes it's good to let them know that we record way earlier, and this is the Christmas episode.
This is not...
It's not,
you're
but
not
I'm just
listening
saying.
To the Christmas episode.
No, this is not the Christmas episode.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You want to buy something on Amazon, you go to our fucking website. My name is Will Sasso.
Good sell.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen. Great sell.
And I'm Chris, gonna live forever, D'Elia. Huh?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am, because yes, I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying that?
Not ye.
No.
I already told you.
No, you're not going to live forever because you don't even know what you're talking about. But
yeah,
I actually
Sheila
do.
Jit.
I know. Okay,
when
so
I take Sheila
Jit. Sheila Jit
hey,
does...
you know, you can also buy Sheila Jit on our website.
Okay, that doesn't matter. And
authentic
I also want
Sheila
that banner. I want that banner off as one third
of
the fucking...
Oh, you want the authentic Sheila Jit banner by my buddies Johan and Cyrus, who
Snake
are the
oil.
Walter White and Jesse Pinkman of Sheila Jit?
I want it removed.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you want it removed, are you going to go ahead and remove it?
Oh, God damn it. You have my likeness on there.
You
don't. I'm going to get lawyers involved.
Don't get lawyers involved because we're friends.
Okay, we're friends, so listen to your friend and remove that banner.
Now.
The Sheila Jit banner?
It's a snake
It's
oil.
Insulting.
It's a Sheila Jit.
But let
annoying.
Me tell you why I'm going to live forever, and I got good news for you guys.
What's that?
You're going to live forever, too.
What are you
Maybe
doing?
Not Brian, because
cool.
he might die before this whole
hey,
shit goes
man,
down.
What are you talking
But in 2029,
about?
We're going to be able to live forever. So if you make it to that year,
yeah.
What are you talking about? Super Sheila Jit?
No. It has nothing to do with Sheila Jit. It has to do with a little documentary I saw on Netflix called The Transcendent Man.
I've seen it.
Is
yeah.
that about
He's
a guy
about
who
singularity.
Is that about a guy who started with a pussy and then ended up with a
no,
with a pussy
no,
flap dick?
No ignorant as shit will.
That's
no
He said the transgender
that's
man.
I said transcendent
yeah.
man.
Oh no, that's
no,
Trainspotting?
No salad eating Sheila Jit farting. Ignorant as shit.
I'm not ignorant as shit,
domestic
you prick.
Chicken head.
You talking
will.
About the singularity?
We're
yeah.
talking about the when machines are able to simulate the human brain
yeah.
no,
and go
it's,
beyond
no.
Here's
that.
What
it's
it,
the
here's...
axis. It's the axis in time. It's the theoretical. It's not for sure the point where computers will have progressed so far that they are more intelligent than their creators.
Not necessarily.
You fucking Nimrod.
Not necessarily.
Don't call me a Nimrod.
It's listen to me, guys.
It's the axis
Look,
in
can
fucking
I just,
time.
Not
you,
necessarily. You, can I just say?
Don't ever
when,
insult.
When
I'm
the
super
computer,
legit intelligence.
Okay.
You don't have,
the computer. The computer, that when they invented the computer, whenever it was it 80, 70-something? I don't remember.
Oh, it
okay.
was way before that, but thanks a lot, Chris,
it was
for
in
being
the 50s.
All lazy about Like when they, it's teaching us, when they Listen invented the computer, you minions.
Whenever the first computer was invented.
Yeah, in 51.
Okay, whatever it was. It took up levels and levels of
yeah, it was a, big
a
ass,
whole building. Big, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
now,
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Now, guess what? The iPhone is fucking exponentially smaller and exponentially more
Thanks.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Okay?
I've never heard that before.
I'm telling you this. It's a point, a larger point, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, technology advances, and then it gets faster and faster because that technology...
Exponentially. It's
that,
exponential.
I just said
don't,
that,
don't
man.
Don't correct him.
I
it's
just
another way to
fucking
say it.
Said that, and you make
none,
fun of me.
Can I just stop? Can I actually please take a time out? You yeah. know what would be the... greatest thing of all time?
What?
Chris doing a TED Talk.
I do TED Talks.
You don't do TED Talks.
I could do a
you
TED Talk.
What,
let
what,
me do a TED Talk
what
right
in
now.
The world would you talk about?
What would you talk about? You'd go
what
up there
the,
you'd start
the
swearing.
World?
You'd wear
Can a, I just fucking finish my thing, man?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because a lot of people who listen to this fucking shit didn't see the transcendent man and aren't familiar with singularity like I am.
It's
number one and then number two tied are you.
Transcendent man is when... You're born with a dick. Then they
no.
cut it out. They
no.
scoop out all your
no.
balls.
No.
They shove your dick skin no. up into
Please
your fucking
don't say
hole.
That.
Look,
Please,
man.
You're
look.
Turning
a
my
surgeon,
stomach.
Three
Jesus.
Three fingers.
Please don't say
you're
that.
You're sensitive.
No.
Your
okay.
nerve endings
so what
up
happens,
into a fake
that
cunt
has nothing to do with makes, the transcendent man.
Makes a cunt.
Don't say that word.
Yeah, really. I mean, like, I'm trying to be smart here. So
I'm just
the,
trying
com- so they're saying by the year Jesus, by the year 2029
yeah.
that computers will exponentially get small enough to where they will be smaller than cells that go inside of our bodies.
I understand.
And if
that.
You have I know you
That's
know.
That's not the singularity.
Though. I know that. Let
That's
me get to
the
fucking point.
Go ahead. And then I'll correct
So
you.
What happens is these computers will be so small they will be injected into our bodies
yeah.
and fix things like cancer.
Yeah.
They will reverse aging.
You'll tell the
they will
right. You'll program the RNA
hair
to tell
loss,
the DNA
there won't
what to
be
do.
Any.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Hey, you stick to your Shilajit and your naps.
I don't take naps.
You're,
when
you're,
I wake up, I stay up and
you
I
take
get
your
I sleep.
Lotion,
I sleep
lotion
about
your body,
4 hours a night, like Herschel Walker.
Nap.
I don't
so
lotion
my
body.
You fucking. You honey bear.
My point
I'll
is,
you bald.
I'll twist. I'll twist
stop
your fucking limbs
names.
Out.
Plucked honey bear.
I'll take
bear.
That catcher's mitt of a face of yours, and
so
I'll fucking
Will
batter
I,
it with an
Will
elbow.
And I, now that this is happening, we feel bad for you, Brian, and we're going to miss you.
What are you talking about, bro?
You will be dead by 2029.
I have an amazing body and sick genetics.
Well, let's hope it fucking defies...
I look younger than both of you.
That doesn't matter. You'll look much deader in 2029.
That's 16 years from
now. Dude, it's
yeah.
16
gonna,
years now.
He's
I'm
not,
gonna
he's
live
not gonna live
to 78?
To see the age of molecular technology.
I'm not that old, brother.
How old are you?
46.
Okay, so,
so
plus
what are you
16.
Saying, Chris? Are you saying you're gonna? Why are you saying you're gonna live?
I'm
forever?
Saying I'm gonna make it to. We'll make it to. Maybe we'll make it to 2029.
So what are
you know,
gonna? What are you gonna do with that
God
time?
Willing.
What are you gonna do with that time? You're gonna live forever. What are you gonna do with it? That's what I want to know.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Well, guess what?
To this
what
point,
I'm gonna get whoever I'm married to get those little cell thing, computer things injected into her and reverse the aging process, and I'm gonna make her 19 forever.
That's not why you'll live forever. There's,
and that's what singularity is.
That's not
is.
What Transcendent Man was talking about, you moron.
Singularity
is not making a girl
is
19.
Making
no.
About making, it could
it's,
be, a part of it is, an offshoot of singularity
no.
is you can make your wives 19.
Sweetie, listen to me.
Don't.
Hey. Quiet, sweetheart.
Hey.
Let me
don't
help you.
Don't you fucking do.
Let me
sweetheart,
help you.
Don't
hey.
You fucking
hey.
Say that, man.
Let me help you. Now,
you don't
what have... Ray Kurzweil was talking about, okay?
I know
you
who Ray
dumb,
Kurzweil...
Dumb, you dummy dumb dumb. Kurzweil. I want you to suck a lollipop. I want to talk to you for a second. He was saying that when we can download information into and out of our brains,
I
when
know.
We can when we can reverse engineer our brains and create a computer that
mimics
our brains,
I know.
Beyond, then we'll be able to
download
all
the,
of
our information. I know.
Hey,
he's
you,
trying.
You're plagiarizing
Chris,
me
Chris,
in real time is
wait,
what you're doing.
Let Brian talk because I think I know what Brian's trying to say. Brian,
okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All he's trying to say, Chris.
All I'm trying to say what? Is that you'll is,
be able
to download,
be able to download
information
the information
off.
Yeah.
You're plagiarizing
I'm
me in real time.
Go ahead. I'm helping you.
Go ahead.
You'll be able to download
go
information,
information
from our
from
brains
our brain
into
a
computer.
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 You
guys are both
plagiarizing me in real
time.
Don't say that now.
Right.
Right. Not that part.
I know, I know.
No, I'm helping
result,
you.
If
result,
they can download,
if you
your,
can
memories
download your memories
and
your
essence.
Essence.
Essence. You turn your dick into a cunt.
No. God damn it.
Wait, what?
You've missed the whole point.
Not that's transcendent.
What is transgender?
You're getting
man.
It mixed up, transcendent and transgender.
So, okay, so you turned his cunt into a dick.
No, sir. Sir, please.
They turned his sloppity, floppity.
That's not even a word, sloppity.
They made her any his outie.
Look, bro.
Here's what I would do with all that time. I'll tell you what I would do.
What?
You know, Saturday Night Live has been on the air now for what? It's been on the air.
25
well, it's been on,
years.
It's been on the 40, air for actually years. 38 years.
Whoa.
It's been on the air as long as I've been alive. It was the show started in 1975. I would have the longest running sketch show of all time because I'd live forever. And I'd start a sketch show and it would be running for like 4,000 years. And the first, like, 2,500 years would be pretty good. And then, like, the next, you know...
It would already be the number one. It would be the longest already. 700
years wouldn't be that good. And then there would be that new cast.
You'd keep getting new casts,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, we get, like, Farley and Sandler in there. Chris, and then all of a sudden, it's good again, you know?
Chris, would you just send texts all day and drink coffee?
There wouldn't be texting. There would be me going inside your thoughts and telling you what's up to wherever you are. And I would do that.
You don't have thoughts, so then what would you tell
I would practice
people?
Singing every single day. I would become the greatest singer that ever lived.
Because if you practice for 4,000 days.
Exactly. So I would have my 19-year-old wife. Years. I would have my 19-year-old wife. I would be singing all day and injecting thoughts into beings. That's what I would be doing. What would you be doing? Oh, we're out of time.
I would create a new religion and become a god. And I would help everyone.
You know what? That won't happen.
I would lead all of you out of the darkness and into the light because don't kid yourself. You're both living in a fucking intellectual hole.
Hey, and that won't happen because
I'm living in an intellectual W-H-O-L-E because I'm intellectually whole. Jesus. Watch this, guys.
I'll be in Houston and then Calgary and then Buffalo.
It's a pretty cool thing. You know that?
What is?
Having a podcast.
Oh yeah, I guess
we're going out to all of our friends on the internet.
It's like
it's
like a very popular radio show.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. It's your fucking podcast. We should get like bumper stickers to say.
Well, we got
to
talk about that before you kind of do it.
Your fucking podcast.
No, I'm not doing that.
It's cool because you say the F word and stuff.
No,
I'm not going
to. Brought to you by you guys because you guys listen. You guys
are
our listeners.
You bully ideas through. You really do.
You're on the air too.
I say I'm coming up with shit and you're not helping me.
Well,
no, we do.
So,
you cram it down our throats. Well, it's your podcast. Fucking
your
podcast. My
name is Will the Mesomorphic Minotaur Sasso.
It's Minotaur. It's not Minotaur. It's Minotaur.
Minotaur. What's your name?
Brian the Kid Callen.
Chris?
I'm Chris D'Elia, but I don't like the way this podcast is going so far.
I like it, and I like every podcast. Love every podcast. Apostrophe L-O-V-E. Love every podcast. Because they're all for our audience. We don't make a fucking dime doing this. Soon we'll get some sponsorship, actually.
We're getting sponsored.
Right. Yeah, we got the kid working. We got a new guy working with us here.
Yeah. How much are we going
to
make a show?
Not a lot. But
we stand to make millions of dollars.
We will tell our audience exactly what we're making once we start making it. But I want to speak directly to our audience. You know, we've got the Twitter. We've got the Facebook. We've got the iTunes. You know, these comments that come in. And it's really become a community. It's a bunch of people that we really appreciate.
I love it. I go, people come to my stand up and they know our bits and it's amazing.
It's really great. Yeah. And I just want to do a show to tell our audience how much we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Okay.
And we
appreciate you. Yeah. We do.
We appreciate you.
I'm very appreciative.
If I could write a song, I would for our audience, you know. I'm not a songwriter, but you guys are the best. You make a huge difference in our lives. When I do stand up, you guys are in the audience. You're cheering my name and you make me feel special.
You just kind of
saying
what you're thinking.
If I could give every one of you a kidney if you needed one, I would.
You know,
whatever, something like that. You
know what I would... Because you need the other one for your body to process.
Can't be living without.
You need your kidney to...
If somebody needed to die, and they were not a podcast listener, and it would keep you alive, I would kill them. with a clear conscience and sleep really well that
And a sharpened shiv made out of a toothbrush shoved into the neck and noodled around in the brain.
It's just kind of not a song, really.
No, it's not a song.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying,
I'll tell you what I would do for our audience. And I want to do a version of this whenever I meet people on the street, because I know you guys do, and you meet people who listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'll do you one favor.
They meet me.
So I'll do you one favor. I'll do you one.
Okay.
So in theory, it would be like anything you want, but I can't really do that.
Okay.
But like maybe if I run into someone, they go like, do me a favor. I'll be like,
oh, got
what?
It. So if they come up to you and say, hey, what my thing is, give me a handshake. You'll do it.
I'll do it. Or like, hey, buy me a coffee. It's like that. Yeah. That's right, like, that's
or
easy enough.
If somebody's
enough.
A fan. Yeah, go on.
But no, I was thinking that if it's like, you know, maybe someone would be like, hey, Will, get into a full-size truck or sedan and drive into the living room of my sworn enemy.
Right, can't do it.
And run over his family.
Right, can't do that.
I want to do that.
No.
Well, you don't. But even wanting to is pretty fucked up.
That's super violent.
I want to do that.
No.
Maybe there's... Maybe
that sounds
there's
like your own personal fantasy.
Maybe par you won't do.
No.
It.
That's an excuse.
Maybe par you won't
Let
do.
Let people stay...
This,
to be nice.
Part of me wants to do it, but I would do it for my audience. That's what I'm saying.
It sounds like you do it just for you, and you're using your audience as an excuse to commit mass
murder. I don't know.
Murder.
Either way, really, it doesn't matter. It's just don't, you know, you're not going to do it. So
Why don't
that's
you
what
let
I would
people
do for
stay here? If you're a podcast fan, you're allowed to stay at Will's place.
No, don't do that. No.
We should give out your address right now. Let's give out his address right now.
Don't pay.
No,
for
don't
a
give
hotel.
Out my. Do not give out my
don't
address.
Don't pay it for a hotel.
All right, if you're staying in Los Angeles and you are, you know, kind of an athletic chick with like a perfect ass and, you know, a really nice
it
set of fucking
tits. That's really pervy.
And you
dude.
Need a place to stay.
No, man.
And you're one of those gals, you're a deep sleeper.
No.
And when you wake up in the morning, you're not quite sure what happened.
Hey, bro.
Then for a sort
Whoa.
Of loose
okay. Whoa,
morals,
bro.
But actually
so
say
far,
that.
A lot of yours are very weird and they're deep-seated in something.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
But,
yep.
Well, that's weird. I didn't expect you to agree with that. So, all right.
Brian,
well,
how about you, Brian?
How about me? Well,
okay. What's your name?
You said
Chris?
You'd make a song for them, which is really bullshit.
I would also, I would allow them some time with my girl, my wife.
Oh, Jesus.
You let them fuck okay. your wife?
Hey,
man.
Bro, don't use the F word like
okay,
that.
Okay, look.
Just let them
I would, for the guys, how about this? For the guys, here's what I'll do for you.
Because you appreciate them.
Appreciate them a lot.
You suck them all.
Appreciate them a lot.
You suck them in your car.
No.
You gonna suck them?
No.
You
appreciate suck. Guys a lot. God, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for
Turkish
guys.
Girl, you Turkish
no,
girl.
No, man. I'm not.
You Turkish girl, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm not a Turkish girl.
No.
You guys like a Turkish girl with hair.
No guy is a
no
Turkish girl.
No guy. No Turkish girl is that hairy.
No, I'm saying right. They're not.
Well,
they're beautiful.
I mean, you know,
they're beautiful.
I don't know if you're coming
to
my aid or being shitty.
You have a beard right now.
If you put a beard on a Turkish girl and you gave her like a
lot of calcium. So for the guys, here's what I'll do. Keep being me.
That's fucking terrible.
No, it's not.
That's super.
Because my fans know,
bro.
My fans know legit that I'm just going to keep being me and they can keep subscribing to me.
Bro.
Whether it has to do with the podcast or
not. You're
not
a magazine, you moron.
No, no.
You
thank
know?
You. I'm actually much deeper than
I'm
a magazine. And there's many more pages to me than a magazine. But here's the deal, man. For the women, for a lot of the women, I'll do whatever you want. You know, you come over. You do a little, you go, you have a smash fest or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Smash fest?
Excuse
yeah.
me?
What are
if
you talking about?
Okay, it's a smash fest, bro.
You know, like a 20-something girl comes over. She's a long, you know, really high legs and she's a long hair. And I'll do a smash fest. I'll do, you know.
What is that, British or something?
Have sex with her?
No,
something?
We'll do a, you know,
smash
if she
fest.
Wants me to.
Smash your
you know,
genitals
if she
against
wants
hers?
Me to, if she wants me to be like, hey, you know, come here and see what's up with, like, you know, lay down with me or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, we'll do a little smash fest, do a little fucking
You're right, essentially
and,
saying you will sleep with our female listeners.
I'm not saying that I would do that. I'm saying if a girl happens to be all like, hey, Chris, I listen to the podcast. What's up? To give back, what I'll do is...
To give back?
Yeah. I can just do like a little bit of a, like if it has to do with...
Well, that's the same thing I did. And they also get to stay here for the night. That's like...
That's the difference between
me and
you. You
know how much a hotel costs in LA if you're hanging out?
But for me, it's about giving back. And for me, it's about... letting the girls know that because I'm doing something for the guys now, remember?
Yeah.
I'm doing something for them. I'm being me.
I take
that's
them,
not doing shit.
I take them.
And for the girls.
I take them in my car and I show them the places to avoid. I show them the places to go in Los Angeles if they want to get
it. But you're just piggybacking my shit where Chris, and it was actually Chris's suggestion, mm-hmm. hey, what if girls, and then I made sort of a lewd suggestion, mm-hmm. and now you're saying you're going to drive them around, but Chris mm-hmm. is straight up saying he'll fuck them.
No,
and
I don't say
appreciate
that.
You
I
saying
I actually didn't say that.
You will fuck
if
our
they,
audience.
If a girl, listen, if don't. A girl is like, I'm a huge fan, will you please fuck me, and she has high legs and long hair, well, and then yes, I will, okay?
Oh, well,
but
know,
that's
dude,
not what
it.
This is about, no.
Yeah,
and I don't want, I'm not going to do, I don't want to do that.
You don't, well, don't do get, that face.
Yeah,
no.
Man.
You do
not,
want to
you're
do
not
that.
Noble. This is not that. A noble. This is not a
not
noble.
Into that. All and right. I will use a condom because I'm very safe when all I right. do.
Well, do you want a cookie for that? Of course
no,
you use a fucking
but
condom.
If the girl wants to eat cookies afterwards, then yeah, I'll do
what
that
if,
too.
What if he's a, what if he's
she'll
a
feed
really
him to me or however
looking,
you want to do it.
What if he's a good-looking, smooth farm
thank
boy?
You.
If he's a good-looking, smooth farm boy and he wants you to...
No, not you, fuckface.
I've never been on a farm. What are you saying?
I'm not calling you a smooth farm boy, a-hole. I'm saying... You know, man, you're so you can't even hear what I'm saying, bro.
This is supposed
what,
to be.
You can't even hear what I'm
if,
saying.
If a young,
says.
If a young nor, no,
I heard you.
A young farm kid from of Norwegian descent, with a body that just won't quit,
right,
with
goes
obliques
on for days.
And shoulders. Yeah. What do you? And he wants you to. You know,
then that goes back to being a male, and I'm just keep being meh.
This is, all right, look, this was supposed to be how we show our appreciation. I, in theory, said I would smash a car into the living room of your enemies or let, like, a girl, again, with a perfect rump and...
I'll tell you what I'll do.
Stay
I'll
here.
You, no, I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
I don't know
you
what the ugly,
Chris
girl,
is just, my
ugly girls, I can't,
take,
haven't figured it out
a,
yet.
I'll take a
I haven't figured
antenna,
out about
I'll take
the
a car
girl.
Antenna to both these morons' faces. They're all bloodied up. Then I throw them in a bed and let them bang each other, and you guys can.
Hey,
watch.
I'm not banging, Chris.
Like,
that's not going to show
what
any
if a
appreciation.
Girl's real ugly. I guess I don't have something for them.
Here's what we're going to do to show appreciation for our audience. We're going to throw 10 men pod stock. It's like Woodstock.
Oh God.
We're gonna do 17, a 4-day podcast.
17 people, 4 day.
4 days, 17 people, Woodstock, New York. Not happening this year or next year, but stay tuned for TMP stock.
You don't want to do that.
10 Min Pod Stock.
Go to RyanCallen.com for my stand-up.
And it's gonna be 4 days of podcasting.
Neither of you guys have seen me totally naked.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's pretty
we
cool. It's pretty cool.
Nope. It's why yeah, is
it's
it cool?
Cool?
Why?
Because I'm
why?
Muscular
it's
and cool looking.
Regular.
No, not my type.
Regular.
Some podcasts are slow.
Not regular.
And you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, please go to our website, hit the Amazon banner. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face
no,
Sasso.
No, no,
your
no,
name
no.
is Will Warm Cheese.
No, Sasso. It's not Warm Cheese.
No, because you represent, you remind me, and I'm not trying to be
wow.
a dick, you remind
say
me
your
of
name.
Warm Cheese.
No, I don't,
say,
I'm warm. I'm
they
a
know,
warm person.
They know my name, dude.
I just tweeted,
believe me, they know my
I
name.
I just tweeted this. Girls should, I tweeted this. Girls should say, fall is my favorite time of year more. I tweeted that, and in 1 minute, it got 117 retweets. That's how true that is, man.
That's pretty true. Brian, Brian Callen, what's your name?
My name is Brian the Kid Callen.
You there.
And 2 minutes.
Yeah,
all right.
No, it's
yeah,
still 1 minute.
It's
still 1 minute. 192 retweets.
All right.
We all know who's talking.
I'm Chris D'Elia.
Yeah, but who
you got
gives
a lot
a
of
shit?
Followers on
Twitter. You fucking
got to
control
That's
everything
great.
with your...
With what?
You know, as I say your name, I want to be the, I want to be the captain of this ship.
I don't need to be. I don't
you
want to be the
fucking,
captain of this ship.
You wake
who's
up going
to run
I'm
this?
I'm the skipper.
Who's
I'm the
gonna,
skipper of TMP.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Who's going to run
not,
this?
You're not the skipper.
Who's going to run this podcast tonight? Hey!
Hey!
All right.
Who's going to run this podcast tonight? Right?
That's what that's Will great. Says. And then he goes, me!
No, no, no.
Not bad vibrato there, Brian.
Pretty bad, pretty bad. If you're talking about that, we go, me.
Me.
I have a question.
That was the most annoying part of any podcast we ever did.
I have a question.
That's what? That's saying a lot.
Do you guys want to be cremated?
What? 300 retweets.
Do you guys
want to
be
cremated?
Chris, don't.
Do you want to be cremated? We're all going to be ash anyway, Chris. You know what I mean? So your retweets don't really mean a fucking thing.
Okay.
Even right now, they don't mean anything.
Well, they
how
don't.
About that?
They definitely.
Even in this dimension, they mean
I don't,
fucking less
I agree,
than zero. Although,
listen, I agree with you. I'm doing as a joke saying, wow, I got so many retweets. Yeah, fuck that. It doesn't mean shit, dude.
Hey, man, you haven't stopped. You just looked away from your phone. We're 2.5 minutes in.
Hey, who's going to run this town tonight?
Tonight.
You've had one quarter of this podcast. Okay. You've been looking at this phone. How can you say it means nothing?
Where do you want to fucking have your ashes? I can just tell you where I don't want to have my ashes.
What do you mean?
Like, you know,
I didn't even ask that question.
He didn't ask that question. You were looking at your phone. If we're keeping it real, you're looking at your phone.
No, and you here's did say how, that.
Because, no, he said, do you want to be cremated? That's all he said. Oh, but okay, before we started this podcast.
We're all going to be ashes. We're all going to be ashes at the end.
We said.
So he said, we're all going to be ashes. So where do I want to put mine?
I'm going to have to tell the audience what happened.
Okay, fine. But what you're going to say is probably wrong.
Where's the
no,
least?
No, it's not.
Brian,
stop trying to drive the podcast. You just named me the captain.
I'm the skipper.
Before we started this, we said, why don't we talk about where we'd like to not have our ashes spread?
Not?
But Chris was on his phone.
Yeah.
So he didn't hear that question.
Because I was doing a bit about Twitter, okay?
And then he heard it in his brain.
It was bit mania over here. We were doing different bits. Yeah. They got crossed. The lines got blurred.
Okay.
And now it's like this. Listen, we got three current bits going on right now, okay?
All right. We got
the Rihanna who's going to ruin this podcast spoof. Yeah. We got the fucking Twitter thing, which I'm sure is well past 450 right now.
Sure.
And we got the where are we going to put our ashes.
Why don't you, Brian, ask Chris a question. Chris, you answer the question. I'm going to check your Twitter to see how many retweets this has, okay? Someone's going
to
stay on.
I don't even know how to do this.
Like inception of bits.
Yeah.
Chris, where would you least like to have your ashes spread?
In the ocean.
You don't want your ashes
spread?
I don't
want them in the ocean. Because there are, and I mean this too, there are a lot of fucking sharks out there. And I don't want to be in a shark.
Sharks don't eat ash.
But if they're
idiot.
Swimming around, and what about fucking whale sharks? They swim with their mouths open.
They don't eat ash.
Okay, I know, but
holy
what if they
crap.
Just...
457 retweets, 269 favorites.
See,
well,
man?
Pretty good. Pretty good, man. Girls, I know this podcast is supposed to be about where we don't want our ashes, because that's what we fucking came up with before the show, but I think we got...
Is this a game stopper?
I think we kind of have to change
this podcast. This is a game stopper?
To why do fucking chicks say fall is their favorite time of year what? So much? Because I'm sorry, we can't ignore that.
You're right.
As we started recording, this podcast is five minutes old.
It's been overthrown. By the fans.
Your fans, apparently, because
a lot of them are...
Your fans are not that smart, are they, buddy?
Hey, man, no, because girls do say that way too much.
And you know what else they say? Can't wait for the... Ooh, I just pee-popped a C.
Yeah.
They say they can't wait for the pumpkin spice latte.
That's true.
At Starbucks.
That's a more specific version than what I'm saying, but they definitely say that.
Yeah,
I don't know one girl that doesn't love that pumpkin spice latte, including Chris D'Elia. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
A pumpkin spice latte.
You know
latte
who likes
freak.
Those fucking drinks?
You.
Girls.
You're a girl.
And also... Guys who have friends as girls, who have girls as friends. There is no man that doesn't have girls as friends that would drink that drink even.
I agree with you.
I do the iced Americano. Give me a large
That's
iced
what I
Americano.
Do. Me too.
I would, even if I really loved pumpkin lattes, I would never fucking order one in public.
Yeah, well, that's true.
There's no way. Even if I had to have them, even if
I think you would,
even if I had a medical
one.
Condition that allowed me not to be in major pain,
yeah.
I would never go. Can I get a pumpkin spiced latte, please?
Yeah, if I say, can I have a pumpkin spiced latte?
What is it about that girls say? What is it? Is it the cold? They get to wear more layers. They get to think about having a boyfriend and cuddling up to them near a fire.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You
want to be cuddly?
Man, I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm gay,
everybody. And I'm a stereotypical gay character. Listen to my voice.
Guess what? I'm gay.
I had a girl like talk to me recently. Like, this is like someone I used to hang out with a long time ago. And she said, you're going to be my winter, like, she said, like winter cuddle.
I already hate
cuddle
it.
Pal or something.
Well, because
and I was straight up. I was, no, Brian, don't say I'm warm cheese or anything, because I will reach across this fucking table and knock
but
you into next week.
That
okay?
is very
no,
warm.
That's not that. Yeah. Okay. But her point was this cuddle thing. And I'm not trying to sound like, I was just kind of like, nah, that's just weird. I think you're trying to.
Yeah.
I think you're trying to get at something else, and they enjoy cuddling. Girls want to cuddle, and they want it to not be summer when summer's over, because
they
miss summer.
But also they don't want to be. They like summer, but they don't really have that. oh, I wish it was summer thing, yeah, you know? Because girls, they don't really like, even though they love attention, they don't want to walk around and be all like stared at by dudes.
That's what's up.
You know,
what's
you know
up.
So in the fall, they get to bundle up and dudes are just like, ah, she's wearing a pea coat.
I think in the summer, maybe there's more sex happening in the summer. Yeah. And then in the fall, they get to put on a UCLA hoodie and come over and cuddle.
They get to go to a movie. They get to go to a fucking nice dinner and they get to hang up their coat on the coat rack and they get to take off their gloves.
I don't even think they want to do that. I think every girl fantasizes about doing one thing more than anything else. They want to get on a really plush couch and fold their feet under their fannies.
Oh yeah.
In a velour like sweatsuit with like maybe a beaver pelt and wrapped around them and where their man has them wrapped in a big arm and the fireplace.
That's why I bring up this person, and it's not like me to bring up my personal life, so I kind of shouldn't be saying it, but I think it was just sort of this winter cuddle thing. None of it was real. I was like, no, I don't need to be the winter cuddle buddy. That makes no sense.
We're at 617.
Oh my
retweets.
God.
Yeah,
I think summer favors fucking, and winter and fall favor cuddling.
It's more lovely for girls.
I'll cuddle to get to a place where I'm sinking my root.
I want my ashes to be put into somebody's and one of my enemy's drinks, and they drink me, and that I have the last laugh.
I want my ashes in your asshole.
Okay, listen, man. I'll fart it out and into your mom's eyes.
Hey,
that's
bro,
what'll happen, dude.
What the fuck?
You take
that back right now. Poor grieving mother.
I want to be sprinkled. I want my ashes to be sprinkled in a coffin and buried. How's that?
That's pretty cool. I want my ashes sprinkled in one of several Starbucks locations' pumpkin spice lattes. So when girls ask for a pumpkin spice latte and they go and they find some dude they want to just lay on a couch with,
Fall wouldn't be their favorite time of year anymore if they just realized they drank a human being. Well, we're at 659.
Technically, that's 659. Chris.
Everybody, go back. We're at 666 now. Right.
Number of the beast. Thanks for listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
669.
Tell 69. Tell one friend about the show. We'll keep this going.
Check
retweet that. Make that go longer.
Not much time, Brian.
I'll be in Houston.
Who cares?
And